Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is Steak. This week on Pet Food Alpha, we have our 104th episode, which makes 2 years. We have lots of really cool things going on this episode, so we hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Pet Food! And welcome to episode number 104 of Pet Food Alpha. 104 means that this is our two years episode.
2 freaking year.
Now, I just out of curiosity to you guys, have you guys ever figured we'd get this far and do 2 years of episodes?
Yes and maybe. No. Like, looking back, it's like, oh my god. Like,
right.
How much of a life do we not have because exactly. We're doing it? Seriously. But no, it's cool.
What gets me is that we've done a weekly show for 2 years, and we've never just been like, ah, screw it, let's not do a show this week, because I'm just tired, and, you know, like, Chin's not here, let's just not do it. Now, we've never done that. We've had a few late shows, but, you know. Some of them are because of technical difficulties and whatever, but I think it's cool that we've never missed a show. We've never, you know. So
kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely pretty awesome.
And starting this out, I don't know that I would have thought we would have come this far. Because I would have thought that we would have gotten maybe halfway and then just decided, you know what, I don't really...
Half, I mean like a year?
Like a year, maybe a year, I don't know. And just
halfway to what? You're just like halfway?
Halfway to where we are now is what I mean, I guess, but...
That would be a year.
You know what? Stop it! No, but seriously, like I never thought we'd get this far. I would have assumed we would have just been like, you know, it's... But anyways, hey, we're still going, and we're still kicking, and we're loving it.
Definitely. We got a lot of cool stuff this week.
Right. First of all, before we get into any of our news and stuff, the intro for the show this week was provided by our very own DJ Play School. And he sent us an email along with it, and he says, basically, I'll actually go ahead and read the email. He says, "Yo, yo, guys and gals, just wanted to wish you a happy 104th episode by gifting you dancing, grinding, and slurping. This thing,
it's awesome."
He says, "This thing went through a number of transformations in the past few weeks, but I settled for something more of an intro rather than a full-blown track. After a while, I came to the conclusion that anything under 2 minutes of random PFA-ness would be kind of ponderous for most listeners," which I don't know that would be true because...
I think the whole show is ponderous. Yeah. Like, people listen, it's like, what the hell are they talking about?
He says, "I used a couple of the more high-profile moments of PFA over the last couple months, specifically not squeezing things and slurping. What I did to offset it. What I did to offset it, instead of making something entirely original, was I yoinked the bass riff from the Wings of the Goddess BC music and made sort of a FFXI hybrid remix thing. Given how busy I was over the past couple of months, mostly things I don't want to deal with, want to do or deal with, I'm kind of surprised I was able to generate anything at all. I hope you enjoy it. It's quirky, but I think it doesn't go over the top. So,
it's good stuff.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it, and we're going
to
use it.
We're going to put it up on the site, too, so you'll be able to download it, play it at parties and whatnot.
Word.
Bar mitzvahs. You know,
I think it's sweet.
It's good. It's
I was like,
cool.
Nice. So, thanks, Play School. You are the man now, dog.
Yeah,
pretty sweet.
He wins. Totally. We need to give him a title.
Ooh, that would be a good winner. Idea.
Winner, just winner. I like that.
Winner. And we give the what is it, the Soldier of the Biscuit title. Out to the most elite.
No, those were people that spammed the Be the Gamer forums.
Oh, the secret's out now.
LOL.
Out of their own accord, we had absolutely nothing to
That's
do with it.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah.
But anyways.
Right. It's funny, though, looking back.
It was kind of funny looking back. So maybe we'll make a new title for him. All right.
I like winner. Let's stick with winner. Winner, winner works.
Winner.
Winner. Winner. Winner!
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, so let's move on to our Play Online news, shall we?
Okay.
Right on.
Indeed.
First, Square Enix announced the adjustments to Einarjar.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
So now, I've never done Einarjar, so you'll have to fill me in here.
I've done a few Einarjar things since,
like,
probably
right
been a
little
now. More successful than I have been, though.
Einarjar right now is like a crapshoot if you don't go in with like a bunch of skilled players. Not because it's incredibly, incredibly difficult, but because of the amount of mobs and the type of mobs, like undead and you know, crap like that.
The run's gonna be kinda luck based. Like if you run in and you get a crappy set of mobs, it's like, oh well, this may not work too well, you know.
Yeah.
You could go in and get a bunch of skeletons, or you could walk in and get, like, I think bats is another one.
Yep.
I feel
and
like
right
such
now,
a noob.
Well, right now, when you do salvage, you have to literally, everyone to progress through has to keep getting the clears and the feathers from the clear. Einarjar. I mean Einarjar.
There you go. Einarjar.
Einarjar. Einarjar.
Einarjar.
Einarjar. Einarjar.
Einarjar. Einarjar.
Einarjar.
Square Enix told us how it's
pronounced. Einhudia.
Einhudia.
Anyway, so right now in Einarjar, you have to get... There's three wings with three chambers in each wing. And everyone has to kill... Everyone has to get the win in those to fight Odin. Like, all nine of them.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're changing it to... Everyone has
you
to have a
need...
win in one of the wings...
Oh.
But the person that enters, like, with the smoky flask, which is just, like, a dynamis thing, has to have every win. Which is awesome, because that way, you know, one person misses something, they're not totally bumming.
Yeah, right.
Like Bob
right.
shows
you know?
Up. I didn't come to that one time where, you know, we had tried to clear that chamber for, like, a month, and you guys finally did, and I wasn't there.
Yeah, it was at work or something. You know, it's not like people just aren't showing up. It's people that have
which
work.
Which is really nice.
Sweet.
I mean, and when you go into Odin's chamber, if you know, everybody will still lose their feathers. It's not like you get to keep a certain amount or anything. So, I mean, you know,
well,
it's...
What I've seen on forums is stuff like you get a mule, and you have them get all the wins and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And then that mule enters you into Odin, but doesn't go in. So his stuff doesn't get taken. So you always have a mule with everything on it. You just have to clear one of the rooms for each... zone. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you don't.
Yeah.
You don't lose it unless you go in. So if you break the flask with all your wins, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's actually a really nice idea.
Clever. Very clever.
Mm-hmm. And now that we've talked about it, Square Enix is going to be like, change it. You need to change that.
Ooh, snap.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
God. Yeah. You suck, Jin.
I know, I'm sorry.
You can start using, like, our Jedi mind powers.
If it goes away, you can send your emails to pfapetfoodalpha@gmail.com with the attention to Chinchilla. Because your mule is worthless word. Now, so just to let
yeah.
One of the other nice things that they're adding, too, is you're going to be getting ampoules of Therian Ichor no matter, like, you know, it'll be dependent
yeah,
on
whether you lose
how
or
far
not.
You get through the chamber. Like, you'll still get stuff, which is really nice, because it's like, if you didn't clear, you got squat. So it's nice yeah. to see them at least giving you, you know, a little bit of something. It'll probably be like, you know, something really weak. It's like, you fail an assault, you get like 100 assault points. Like, ooh, wow, that's like nothing. I mean, but it's nice to see that it'll, you know, they're at least giving you anything now.
Yeah. Well, that's what made it so crappy, is if you lost, not only did you lose EXP, you have to go back and try and clear that zone, and you didn't get anything from it. It's like Dynamis, where you'd get, you know, at least a few currency if you totally, mm-hmm. you know, blew it.
Right.
And I think that'll make a lot more Link Shells at least give it, you know what I mean, a try.
Oh, yeah, I know mine's looking into jumping into Iron Jar after the update.
Oh,
which
totally.
Is good, because I need me a Valkyrie's Fork. So nice to have.
Word. Alright. Right, next on the Play Online News agenda is the Japanese Juno ringtone.
Yeah. Just a little thing, like, it's kind of, you know, Japan gets all the cool stuff. They got the whole like Square Enix mobile thing over there, and they're gonna get a download of the Grand Duchy of Juno track off the new piano CD.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool, and I wish I had that. So I'm just gonna make my own when the CD comes out. So.
You know what? I think yeah, that'd be a good idea. Lame.
Word.
I mean, not lame, but I mean that's cool for them, but kind of lame for us.
Right.
Whatevs. Alright, the next is the new Notorious Monsters. Woohoo!
Oh man, this is epic.
This
like
is
I had no idea that they would even think to add something like this. Basically, the dev team talks about you know, it's kinda getting annoying to a point where you know, groups are trying to get certain NMs, you know, they want to encounter them and then, you know, try and get all these items and stuff. So they're setting up this new thing. Basically where you're going to do quests for some kind of NPC, and for each of those quests you do, you're going to earn a certain amount of points, and then you trade those points in to get a pop item, basically. The cost of them are going to, you know, vary depending on the difficulty of the NM and popularity among adventurers, which is kind of weird, which is kind of making me think, like, if, let's say there's, like, you know, Bob the Lamia or something, which is kind of weird since Lamia are all female, but whatever. If you have, like, Bob the Lamia over here, and everybody's doing Bob the Lamia because he drops, like,
something
20 Aegises or something.
I love
like that.
Bob the Lamia.
Bob the Lamia, right?
Oh, Bob the Lamia.
It's going to be a comic thing. I can feel it. But, like, you know, if he drops
it's
really
it's
good,
only a comic thing if you make it a comic thing.
It'll be a comic
true.
Thing.
True.
But, like, you know, if it drops something really good, everyone's going to want that item. So it sounds like the more people that do it, like, the price, the point item, the point cost for the pop item might go up.
Yeah.
Which would be really kind of interesting, because it's, like, it's still kind of sticking with, like, they're saying that these kind of can compare to gods and jailers, like, on mm-hmm. the, you know, the difficulty caliber and the drops and stuff. So it's like, it's still going to be somewhat difficult to get to. It's like, you know, everyone's camping Death Spot and everyone's killing statues to get pops for Byakko. And it's like, if everybody's doing this one NM over and over and over again, it's going to take more work to get it, just like it would
right.
in the sky trying to get stuff, which is kind of a weird. It's like, it's a new system, but it's still kind of like the same base mechanics around it, which I think is really kind of cool. Like, it'll be annoying to some degree, but, you know, I think that's definitely a very interesting feature of this.
Okay.
I agree. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous to see what happens, but we'll see. It depends on how good the gear is.
All right, let's talk about the rewards.
Yeah, this is really cool. 50 new types of equipment are going to be available. They're going to be rare X drops, it looks like. You know, we don't know what the drop rates are going to be, if they're going to be 100% or if they're going to be a low drop rate. It sounds, for something like this, you know, it's kind of hard to tell right now. Like, it sounds like they're trying to make it more, easier for people, which would lead me to believe that they would drop it after you kill it, but, you know... Who knows, really?
Right, exactly. Because you spent all the time collecting the points.
Yeah.
You know, it would kind of be a pain if you had to, you know, keep doing that over and over and over again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Drop. I think the armor will be even more interesting. They show a picture. It's got two players in it. The one is wearing what looks to be a new set for Samurai. It's modeled after the AF. Just reskinned. They have like a staff with like spikes in it on their back, which is kind of weird. So maybe it's like a monk or something like that. It might be, you know, the monk nin sam pub kind of set. I don't know. Which could be kind of cool. The Mithra. The only thing that really stands out is the sword. It's like a jagged bladed like sword, which is really cool. But also looking at that armor that the Mithra is wearing, it leads me to believe that the hand pieces and the body is the JSE for Dragoon at level 70, the Dragon Mail, and the hands are the Eyes and Hands, which is like the level 30 stuff for, I think it's like Warrior and Paladin. So I think they're going to be using like the same model, but it'll be a new item with different stats, which can be cool. And then I'm pretty sure that the legs and feet on the Mithra are the Iron Ram stuff. So we know we'll be getting that stuff with the allied nodes, like the campaign rank update stuff. So that'll be kind of cool. Hmm. Okay. And I mean, you know, 50 new types of equipment. This is pretty much like sky and sea for Ottergon. I think that's
quite a bit.
That's kind of how I'm interpreting it a little bit. You know, they're talking about, you know, right off the bat, one of the first things they do is compare it to, you know, the mobs in Alteu and Tulia. So it's like, there's got to be some really good stuff in here, you know? So I can see this, you know, being a link shell event, you know, coming up soon for some shells. Like, okay, you know, we're going to go pop this Ottergon in M or something this night. Or, so I don't know. It's really just comes down to, we're just going to have to wait and see. And
yeah.
Word.
Stuff will be good.
Yep, and the update's like Monday.
So Monday.
No, soon enough.
We'll talk about the update a little later. Yep. Some predictions of what we think are going to be in.
On the list of things here.
Oh my god. Ixion.
Oh yeah, Ixion.
Dude, I like flipped when I saw this. Like, I totally wasn't expecting an update. And it's like, hey, Ixion. I'm like, whoa, like, totally out of the left field.
The legendary horned stallion, Ixion. Yay.
Which is kind of cool. Like, we don't know 100% yet, but this is probably going to be one of those new avatars we were promised at FanFest. Either that or, you know, it'll be like some kind of H&M, but I think, you know, I feel pretty confident in thinking that it's going to be a new avatar.
Yeah, they did say there were new really avatars, cool,
which
plural
would
coming,
beg the question of what's the other avatar or avatars. You know, we know there was going to be more than one, but is there going to be, you know, does that mean two, three?
Did Ixion, you know, kind of come out of the blue for you, Fusion? Like,
did what?
Ixion, was this like one of those really random ones that you would have never thought?
You know,
Or does it, like, make complete sense?
It's in there. Like, you know, if they'd done, like, Bismarck or, like,
well,
Aura or something, I'd have been like, what? But, you know, Ixion, it's, you know, it was in 10, so, like, it's still somewhat fresh in the Final Fantasy series as being a summon. So it doesn't surprise me, like, a whole lot. I just, you know, they'd talked about new avatars for a while, and I just, you know, didn't think they'd be throwing one in. And I'm curious to see if they're going to be adding any more in to this update as well. You know, there's always some kind of little you know, some big part of news that comes out the day of the update, and everyone's like, whoa, you know, holy crap. But
the new avatar for summoners is Fat Chocobo.
I'd love a summoner if they had that.
Pretty sweet. I'm just saying. Alright.
Like, what are you doing, man? Use Diablos. Use Nether Blast. No, no, no. I will use my Fat Chocobo, and you will enjoy it.
It's like, I'm going to go in, and I'm going to proceed to use Fat Chocobo. But anyways, they have a complete write-up on Ixion there.
It's kind of a cool little story.
Yeah.
Ixion is the Reaper of Souls, mm-hmm. Which shows up on the battlefield. So it's looking like we're going to be getting it in the past. They show the image with it. It's in, it looks like Jugnarass. There's another image with the comet or meteor, whatever you want to call it, in the background. But it looks pretty cool.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'm sure we'll be talking about that a little bit more, maybe even as early as next week
we'll just have the whole update ready to go, and
I love right before I log in, like right after the update, like the first thing I do is I go check out all the nifty things for the update, like the list.
I read
that list like 5 times.
I'm like, no way. Sweet.
Hit refresh. Refresh. Anything new? Refresh.
I'll post it on the site first, and then I'll just go back and read it and be like, da, 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 whoa. You know, okay, Dark Knight, don't care. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right,
whoa,
exactly.
You know,
like, it's like Pancration. Okay, let's go to the next thing here.
Well, we're actually going to do update predictions for the round table.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even. It's like, it was a good idea. I had thought about this. Like middle of the week, like that'd be kind of cool to, you know, try and guess what we think might be added, and then it's like, oh hey, by the way, update's coming out like a day after we release the episode, so it'll be an interesting forum topic for like a day.
Yeah, but, we'll take it.
You know, Chin's got some ideas, I know, so we'll jump into that a little bit later.
Alright, that's all of the POL news that we have. First on the community news agenda, Sage Sundy actually recently made the list of top 20 influential people in MMOs.
This kind of
surprised
Beckett Massive
Gamer magazine.
Yeah, I'd actually never heard this magazine. Shout out to Alan Ray for using that cool new tips form we have to submit.
Absolutely.
This to us.
Yeah, so it works. We know it works.
Yeah, it works. So this is kind of cool. He was ranked number 16. There's Square Enix's global online producer, Sage Sundy, right.
Yay.
There. I still got a
go. Yay! Kudos!
That's kind of cool that, you know, Final Fantasy is getting some kind of recognition in there.
Love to see it. I love it.
Yeah, definitely. Good stuff.
So congratulations, also, Sage Sundy. You're the man now.
You're on a list of people that are somewhat important.
Mm-hmm. Alright,
I want to be on a list. Somebody put me on a list somewhere. That'd be cool.
Fusion X.
Biggest raffle derg.
Top Final Fantasy XI podcasters. I would totally make that list.
Wah, wah.
That should be our title. We should get a 2-year episode title in game. Some GM should, like, show up.
Okay,
and
next.
Be like, here's the title.
Sorry.
You don't cut me off.
I'm very sorry.
Yo.
I wasn't really paying that
you know,
much.
I will
Shin,
cut
Shin,
you so deep.
Come over to Bahamut. We'll do the heroes battle, and we'll get the superhero title.
Yeah!
Superhero. There we go. I love it.
She's never leaving Carbuncle Man.
I think there's a superhero.
Never, man.
I think
we
there's
can't.
A superhero in title, too.
I don't even
if
think
the,
if we paid her, we could get her to come over.
Me and Steak will get the superhero in title.
We'll leave you out of that.
We wouldn't do that.
Oh, wow.
We would talk about it, but we would never actually do it. That'd be too mean.
No, I'm a... Yeah.
Anyway.
Alright, next we've got the...
Adventure Logs.
Lol.
BG Cats Top Fantasy 11 comic.
We got a new one out there.
So-called monthly comic, which is... You know, it's been like 2 or 3 months since... did last one, so it's not really monthly, but they got a new comic out, which is,
you know, it's actually kind of funny because like a few years ago my wife and I were talking about going to the Ohio Con and doing like one of the skits for the what is it called? I'm drawing a blank.
Skit, like I don't know, they call it something different over there.
They do, and there's a word for it, and it'll come to me. But anyways, we're gonna do like a similar kind of things where, you know, you have like a white mage and or like a Galka White Mage in the dunes shouting for a party, and then like somebody else comes along and then gets snatched up or whatever, but
yeah.
Cosplay is what it's called. I'm so glad I thought of that word. Cosplay.
Yeah, because when you say skit, the first thing that comes to mind is totally like cosplay.
It's cosplay.
Oh, okay. Totally.
But anyways, we never did it, so the VG Cats did it for me.
Aaron. So hopefully their next comic will come out, you know, in a month like it's supposed to. That'd be nice.
Word.
What?
I enjoyed.
There's a rant on my blog. Like, I'm kind of salty about it. Like, it's kind of annoying. It's like, hey, monthly comic that's not monthly. Okay. But anyway, that's it for it.
That's it for community news. Up into PFA news. First on the agenda, our own Squig has decided to leave the show for now.
For your personal reasons.
Obviously, might have noticed that she isn't on the show this week. Yeah, she says she's got some real life stuff to deal with, and we can respect that. And so she'll be leaving us for a while. So until she comes back, it's just the three of us. And she can come back. Absolutely, she can come back. So
unless it's like Quantum Leap, where she's just like hoping that the next leap will be the leap to PFA.
No.
Was that bad?
Yeah, there was no response for that.
Oh, man.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Technical foul. Fusion X.
Fusion's self-esteem goes down 0.2. Okay.
Quantum Leap Word. Reference. 20-yard penalty.
There's probably, like, half the people probably listening. He's like, what's Quantum Leap?
You're a nub. Anyways... moving right along.
Okay.
All right, next on the agenda. Yes, the Unreal Tournament 2004 level.
This is mine.
That Fusion made. Please tell us about that.
That's pretty much it. You pretty much just stole it from me. Thanks. No, I talked about this for a little while. I made a recreation of the Metalworks for Bastok in Unreal Tournament 2004. The map is now available for download. You can get it off of our media page down at the bottom. You're going to need Unreal Tournament 2004 installed to play it, obviously. There's instructions in the zip file, but there's a video up on my blog. I think it's linked to in the media section.
Yeah, if you download it, send us an email at pepperdaff@gmail.com and let us know what you think of that level. Because if it's really, really, really good, I'm gonna like actually go out and buy UT4. And
I've gotten a lot of good responses. I had posted it up on BG for the people there, and everyone's loved it so far. So,
Fusion, you're such a nerd. Actually, but we appreciate it.
there's actually something I'm working on with somebody else where we might actually recompile the level and put it out again with some new. Things in it, so I'll keep you posted if that ever happens. But yeah,
sweet.
Check it out. Let me know.
Yeah, grats on that, man. It's good stuff.
Word, it is awesome, man. I love the video and stuff.
Anything
I've never played, but I was like ballin'.
Yeah, I know. Anything where you can take like Final Fantasy XI aspects and put it into something else.
Personally, my favorite thing in that level is the No Sid For You monitor.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, remember the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
No Sid For You.
Word.
Good stuff.
All right.
Also, this week on our media page, we have not one, but two brand spanking new wallpapers. One is from the Mentos video we released a week or two ago. I'm still getting comments on my blog about that, which is pretty cool.
I'm getting emails because YouTube sends me emails. And I think the most recent comment was lol WTF or something. So I appreciate the lol WTFs. I do.
Definitely. So we got a wallpaper out for that. Then we have our new, our 2-year wallpaper, which has our brand new shiny sparkly biscuit. It's got, you know, all the album art we've ever had kind of faded in the background, too, as well as the episode titles and descriptions kind of in there as well. Also, like last year, I just kind of threw it in there. There's a 2-year Forum Sig image you can use if you want. So, yep. You know, it comes in all shapes and sizes, so go ahead and check those out.
All right, next on our agenda.
Oh, this is so good. Yes. I've been waiting for this, like, all week.
We have Matt Hilton from Square Enix on the show this week. So, we were able to interview him, which was a pleasure, and we thank you very much to Matt Hilton for allowing us to get you on the show and ask you some questions. But here is what happened.
Let's roll it.
Word.
Yeah. Let's move Alpha.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week on Pet Food Alpha, we have a very special guest. Joining us is Matt Hilton, who is the Senior Community Relations at Square Enix. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is an extreme pleasure. We are all very ecstatic to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be on.
Finally have somebody from Square Enix. That's crazy.
Yeah. This is the first time. Yeah, you are. But that's okay, because we got you now. So we have some questions that we want to ask you. And so I guess we'll just go ahead and get started. I'm sure that most of your background will be explained in the questions that we're going to ask.
We'll answer the very important question that probably a lot of people are asking. Who is Matt Hilton?
Yeah, who
is? If you were at FanFest, he's the guy that introduced Tanaka.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll delve a little bit in. We'll do, like, the true story. What was that, like, VH1 or Behind the Music?
Nice.
Behind the Music, right, on, like, Matt Hilton.
All my skeletons come out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Totally. All right. Question number one, sir. How did you start working for Square Enix? How did that all start?
Well, I started here as a temporary tester on FF10 back in August 2001.
You poor bastard.
What a ballin' job.
You
my
start
God.
Somewhere. Actually, I really enjoyed it. But I was
I'm
able
saying
to...
that not because of the job, but because of Final Fantasy X. Yeah.
Why? Jeez, wow. Wow.
I'm sure I'll get hate mail later,
fine.
But you know.
I hope you do. Anyways. So yeah, after 10, I actually worked, I kept working here, and I worked my way up. And I eventually went on to Kingdom Hearts, nice. FF10-2, and a few more. And after that, I was actually hired to be the lead of the testers, and I led the Crystal Chronicles and FF11 itself, actually.
Wow, that is so cool. Like, the tester, like, how is that position? Like, is it really fun, or is it, like...
It can be fun. I mean, you know, it depends. It starts off really fun, but after a while, you know, you're sitting there and you're playing the game over and over.
Yeah, right,
and over
right. It's so. Like, all right, Mom, I'm going to work. I'm going to play Kingdom Hearts all day. I'll see you at 6. You know?
It has its perks, but it can be, you know, dragging sometimes.
You know, it's like everyone's dream job, man.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what, though? I read somewhere that, like, a lot of those tester positions, like, you play one level over and over and over and over and
it
over.
It can be, yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
So anyways, that's cool, man.
Yeah, thanks. Well, after that finished up, actually, I went, I heard about a chance to join the community team. And that was actually, you know, pretty close to the start of FF11, and it was kind of a brand new thing. And I leapt at the chance because, you know, I was actually a big fan of FF11 even before I was on leading the team, just playing it myself, you know, the beta and stuff like that. So I actually had a chance to go over to do that side, and it was actually pretty cool because, you know, I'm actually reading a lot of the forums back in the day before, you know, we even almost launched in the U.S. and just trying to see how things. What people were expecting and what kind of stuff they wanted to see. So that was a lot of fun.
So, okay, do you speak Japanese?
No, I don't.
Do you read Japanese?
Well, I actually, before I joined the FF11 team, I actually took a Japanese course, but it was kind of like a night course. And it was actually just something personal that I wanted to do, and it was kind of fun. It was tough, but actually after joining, I mean, actually I played 11 in Japanese for so many years, like 4 years almost, just exclusively in the Japanese version. And it was really like a crash course in speaking Japanese. So
yeah, I'm sure that it had to play some big role in.
It definitely helps. I mean, my listening and understanding and reading and writing are really good, but like speaking and actually communicating like higher levels, or it's kind of different. But I actually went to Japan and did stuff like that, and I actually survived for 2 weeks there. So I can do enough, but not enough with like translating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Japan is like my mecca. I'm gonna go there.
Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No. Yeah. Wait. Didn't Hello Kitty just get like voted to be like the for people that come as tourists? Like she's like the symbol now or something.
Wow.
I could know. Yeah.
Anyways, so I think it's kind of
latest Hello Kitty.
I think it's kind of cool that like you were playing Final Fantasy XI when I was over here looking at magazines on this upcoming Final Fantasy game that's going to be played online. You know, that's. Mm-hmm. That's so weird. That was such a long time ago.
Oh, it was fun stuff. I mean, the Japanese beta was really fun. It was a learning experience for sure. But yeah.
What kind of shape was it in? Was it in good shape?
It was rocky. I mean, you know, that's how all betas are. I don't know. It was just, it definitely has matured.
Right. Believe me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Now, our second question, what are your favorite parts about working on the community relations team for Final Fantasy XI?
I would probably say one of my favorite parts is actually being able to see the different excitement levels that occur whenever we post up new content or whenever we announce something for a patch or a version update or upcoming expansion. We also do, you know, the live events,
yeah.
Like Fan Festival, of course, is a huge one. They're really exciting because it's, you know, it's actually a chance to meet, like, almost on a one-on-one basis. I mean, you don't meet everyone one-on-one.
It's a lot of people.
But yeah. I mean, honestly, I've done the smaller events too before we started doing the fan festivals, like our iGames tour. And, you know, as soon as you walk off the stage, it's like you're approached by like a group of people who are like asking you questions.
We saw you on stage. You must be important.
Yeah. That's how it was at the beginning. Cause, yeah. You know, I was just up there with the team and it's like, this guy, well, I could talk to him. So like I'll step off the stage and there's like a group of like six people standing there waiting, but it's cool. I mean, it's cool to be able to actually talk one-on-one with different people and hear the different, praises and complaints.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've heard many things.
Lots of complaints.
But you know, it's cool. It's really cool to see. Actually, yeah. you know, it's funny because like you can look at their name tag and you know, I'll be able to put, you know, one and one together. Mm-hmm. Cause I read a lot of the forums now and I read a lot of the different, link shell sites and stuff like that. And I'll be like, hey, I actually remember you. And I'll tell them, they're like, wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't think anybody would know me, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like that a lot. Yeah.
True.
I think that Square, and I'm sure I speak for everybody that lives on the eastern half of the continent here.
Mm-hmm,
I think that Square should do some stuff in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've done stuff in the middle and on the East Coast before. It's just
in the middle.
Hey, that's what you're talking about.
Our, yeah, I know. That's exactly. We've done it before. We haven't done anything as you know, large scale as
right.
Fan festival, of course, but you know we've done stuff in the past. It's hard because you know you don't want to feel like you're alienating.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, you just look at the concentration and you say, okay, who could, you know?
Well, it probably works better in California.
Believe me,
too,
yeah.
For the dev team, I would imagine.
We hear about it.
Oh yeah, totally.
We hear about it. So
yeah, I'm sure. Well, next Fan Fest, I'll be sure to fly my butt out to LA and
that'd be nice.
I'll buy you a beer or something.
Nice.
All right,
so question number three.
All right.
How do you collect feedback from the community? Are there any like specific examples of things implemented into the game that originated from like ideas from, you know, forums or from the community in general?
Well, the community teams, we have a few, of course, you know, all around the world. We have the Japanese community team. We have us here. And, of course, the London office has their community team. And a lot of us, we focus reading a lot of different message boards throughout the day. We read players' blogs, fan websites, and, of course, we get the feedback emails that come in directly to us and also GM reports. So, I mean, there's a lot of different voices. And you have to really look at it subjectively. You can't just say, you know, I think this should happen, and it's one guy, and it's like all his hopes and dreams on this one thing. You know, like, all right, let's do this, but you know, you do that, and then all of a sudden, you know, 19 other jobs are like, hey, what's up? You know,
right.
So I mean, you definitely have to be balancing it out. But I think one of the best ways that we collect that information is just to read what people are saying. You know, you just basically be subjective. You can't let your own, you know, things get in the way.
Right.
you know, there could be a vocal minority, and who doesn't like to do this, 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 but then you'll see another place that has the, that they love it, so.
So, like, do you think if I got a whole, like, forum of dragoons that said, like, we should get Bertra for New Wyverns, like, if I got a bunch of people for it, do you think they might,
It would definitely, I don't know.
Even the, so you hear that, even, like, the people at Square are like, lol, Dirk.
No, it's nothing like that. It's just, you know, you just have to think about it. See if it would work in the game itself.
Right.
And it's like I said, you know, you never just, you just can't just cut and paste it, you know, and say, okay, dev team, this is what they want. You know, it's just not how it works.
Okay.
But as the specific examples I could give, of course, the biggest one is our windowed mode, which is pretty much like the number one thing we've been asking for from around the world for some time. So we got that implemented. We've got the Dragoons, of course, Call Wyvern. Remember this 2-hour ability and
back
many
in the
years.
Day, I remember that.
Yeah. That's one of the things we got a lot when we were on the iGames tour. It's like, can you change this? And so, you know, the dev team, you know, thought it over. And they're like, all right, let's do it. That was really cool. I was pretty surprised. I was really happy to see that change.
Nice.
On top of that, of course, we have Paladins. A lot of feedback from Paladins a lot. It's led to a lot of different changes like Shield Mastery and the Shield Damage update where, you know, it was completely revamped how the shields work.
Right.
That was pretty huge. And of course, we have the new spell coming in for the new patch, of course. That's related to that.
I was looking at that like, because I have a level 75 Paladin. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the people react to it. I think it looks really cool too. That's one of the first things I saw. Like, wow, it's really standout effect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the coolest things I like seeing about those new spells and new abilities is seeing what the dev team does with it.
Yeah.
Usually it's pretty interesting. Let's see what else. Of course, in the June update, we have a lot of different changes that have been, you know, a long time coming. Nomad Moogles, of course, Sabina and Mara. That's big. That's definitely been talked about for a long time. So it's good to see that. The ability to restrict high quality synthesis, which is really nice. That'll be really good for people who are using the crafting to make intermediate item to, for a next higher level synth, and then all of a sudden you high quality it and you're like, well, try that again, you know?
Yeah.
So that'll be definitely something that's been talked about. And of course, you know, retaining the outpost teleports when you return to your previous nations is really big.
Yeah, that
and I
is
think
cool.
It's gonna, I think it's gonna cause a lot of people to venture out, you know, because right now, like, a lot of people are just kind of like, oh, well, you know, I got all the outposts here, but I really want to finish their stories, but, you know. So I think that's going to, I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, I don't know, maybe a lot of Bastok.
Yeah, everybody will move over to Bastok now. And...
Nice. But yeah,
no
I think
way,
it'll be really
cool. Rules.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys. but, of course, you know, there's a lot of other things, but it's hard to say, you know, this is a definitive, this is exactly what players want, this is exactly what we did for it. But it's, I mean, it's hard to say it because many things we do implement into the game is influenced directly by the players. I mean, even if it's not a, we want this, okay, we'll give you this, but we want this, okay, I think we can do it this way and try to make everyone happy or try to make it work the best, you know.
And cheese sandwich, obviously.
Yeah, Tuesday. That was the, I think that was one of the coolest things.
That,
you
was,
know,
that
because,
was funny at FanFest, yeah.
Yeah, it was neat because we were choosing the Q&As and we were looking through it and I saw this one and I was like, hey, check this out. And then, you know, one of the guys was like, wow, this is really cool. Let's take this up there. And I was surprised, you know, I didn't think it was gonna make it, but that was really neat. And then, you know, he's like, okay, we're definitely gonna do this and we're definitely gonna have it in the next version update. We guarantee it. And everybody was really happy.
Awesome.
And that was really cool. I thought that was like, you know, a neat little thing for everybody that attended.
Yeah, definitely. I got a normal quality and an HQ sitting there in my mom's safe. Yeah.
I love the text on it. It's hilarious.
Of course
the
you
text
do,
is
man.
You know what? No, a friend of mine had made them for me.
Nice.
Oh, sure.
Serious.
Like
they signed.
It's hilarious. I love the text on it. It's awesome.
Great, yeah.
A lot of the food texts in the game are just really funny. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think
like,
they look at that and they're like, hey, we can be funny here. Let's go for it, you know?
Yeah, that's so cool. That's
yeah,
so cool.
When the patch came, that was like one of the first things I looked for. I was like, come on, cheese sandwich.
That's what I was looking for too. Yeah, I'm like, where's the cheese sandwich? We were promised the sandwich.
I was really worried. I was like, I don't see it. Oh my God. And I was like, oh, there it is. Thank goodness. But yeah.
Okay. We're really good. Cool. We're good. Awesome. And we should get with you sometime and like have you pronounce all of the, like, you know, adverse terms in the game, like all the different, you know.
Like, is it Einherjar or Einherjar? I've heard it said like both ways.
I cheat. You know, I use the Japanese version a lot, so I would, Japanese can often be a very phonetic language, I'll look at those terms, and it's really spelled out, like, I don't know, I don't want to say it, I'll mess it up. I'd say Ein Herjar. Yeah, it's a tough word.
There it is, folks. You've got it straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah. I know people have been talking about, you know, the feline, the regal feline from Wings of the Goddess, and trying to.
Try that one. Yeah, right.
Same thing with that. It's like, you know, the Japanese version has it really phonetically, so that's the way I pronounce it. But I think it's after everybody's interpretations.
I think that's a good guide, though. You know. Because that's kind of... Anyways.
I think we actually wanted to do like a contest like that, a fan festival. We wanted to do something where it's like trying to pronounce these different words.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would have been really fun.
At least make like the spoken Vanadil dictionary.
Yeah.
At least not too bad if, you know, someone says something, you know what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. It's not too bad.
It's never too out there, usually.
Yeah.
Einer Bibble. Sorry, Squig, you missed it. So cool. Alrighty. Next question. I guess it's my turn now.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, do you play Final Fantasy XI? And if so, what are your favorite jobs and features in the game? And what are your least favorite as well?
I do indeed play FF11, and I have been, like I mentioned, since the Japanese PS2 beta.
Matt personally, server is G14 classified. He wouldn't even tell us.
Top secret.
Yeah.
I personally prefer tanking jobs and damage dealing jobs, but
nice.
I usually focus a lot of my free time on leveling or tweaking those current jobs.
Right.
But I'm kind of bummed because I'm kind of running out of different jobs of those types to level. So it's kind of like tank,
okay.
You know.
So I'm running low. Do you have multiple jobs at 75?
Yeah, I do. I have a few.
What do you have at 75? Can you tell us?
I can't tell you exactly which jobs. But I have over two, but less than five. There. How's
okay.
That?
That's good enough for me.
So I know numbers in there that I know.
I've got various ones and not just, you know, attack only or...
I'm sure we can use our imaginations and totally guess what you have at 75.
Puppet Master.
Nice. You guys could run a contest and...
There you go.
Try to figure
Dude,
out...
Dude, seriously, that would be so awesome.
Nice. I'm sure it'll not get me in trouble or get back to me in any way whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Anyways, as for what I really like, I definitely loved the two-handed weapon update last year, even though it forced me to pretty much redo a lot of my character's merits that I've done over the years, just because of how radically it changed, you know, certain jobs that use two-handed weapons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was funny because I was actually really busy during Fan Festival time. I didn't even get, you know, a chance to take, you know, advantage of it before it was readjusted to what it currently is. But I, you know, I did actually get one, like, I think I had like a day where I had some time off and I did try to skill up some of my less often used two-handed weapons. So
nice.
You know, that was fun for a while. So it was really kind of powerful.
Yeah,
but you know what it is now is still pretty nice. So let's see, favorite features. Probably say E&Ms are pretty high up there. I really like the chance for great experience points, and you also get a chance for really expensive rewards. You know, I have like a set party. We try to, you know, okay, I want this from this place, and he wants this from this place. So let's work on these for keep trying. So
yeah.
That's one of my favorite things to do whenever the timers are up for those. Other than that, I really like to do Limbus actually a lot. And my Link Shell, we actually go twice a week. And I haven't actually needed like any of the drops from it for a while now, but it's still something I like to do because it's kind of like a low number event for us. And we, you know, kind of can focus more on like strategy or, you know, okay, let's take this four person group over here and do this zone. Let's do this zone. And it's pretty interesting. I like it because, you know, it's not so much like, okay, let's just throw everybody at it and let's get what we can get.
Right.
But it's like kind of like, you know, and it's cool because, you know, I really like it because it's a lot of working together and it's a lot of, all right, well, I need to do this job, you do this job, and we'll go here for this one. And it's really nice. I mean, I have all these coins now because I've actually gotten like with all the big coin items. So
yeah.
It's like I'm holding all these ancient beast coins, and I'm like, someday I'm going to find a use for these. So so I'm holding on to them and not bizarring them.
Awesome.
Often
true.
Do. Yeah.
Matt Hilton wears full Askar gear.
Nice, I wish.
Askar is Nizel, man.
Yeah, that is Nizel.
Such a noob stake.
I'm just saying. That's
stake
all.
Is in no
I'm
way affiliated
saying.
With yeah. Alpha anymore.
You fired.
Like, I like Limbus. I mean, it's like your nice, cool reward for getting change of Promathia. And I've always liked it. As soon as I got C, I was like, all right, let's do it. Let's go. You know? Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. As far as least favorite, I'd probably say it's trying to find spots in merit areas. It's pretty tough and can be very frustrating at times. No matter what time it is, it seems like it's always really crowded or really, really busy, and it's just like impossible. But of course, you know, personally, I'll stick to the tried and true or the popular areas. So, you know, I mean, it could be, you know, it's also part of, you know, me just being like, oh, I only want to go here. I only want to go there.
Oh, I did that for the longest time. And when my dancer hit the 60s, someone's like, party, Bibbiki Bay. I'm like, no. Like, are you kidding me? I'd rather go in the mire and get amnesia and not be able to do anything than fight Dommels.
Yeah, I mean, this is how it's how I am. But, you know, actually, I found, you know, that since it frustrates me sometimes, it's just I'll actually stick to campaign battles. Because, you know, it's kind of nice. You can just kind of sit there if you want to be one of the people who are constantly checking the region info or warping around. But for me, it's like, you know, if I'm, you know, doing something else or, you know, chatting, I'll just hang out in a zone. And I'll just wait. And it's like, hey, what's up? You know, it's a lot less stressful than competing for Greater Calibris or, you know, any of the more popular areas. But that's actually, it's making a decent, you know, it's decent XP or limit points. So it's not too bad.
Next question I have is, I've been kind of wondering this for a while. Whatever happened to the Vanadil Tribune?
Well, while the Vanadil Tribune is technically not around anymore, a lot of the content that was actually collected in its pages is actually being posted more often between the updates, our version updates, on the topic section, you know?
Yeah.
For example, the Myriad Arms of Balron, you know, is precisely the type of article that would be featured in the Tribune,
but now
appears, you know, on topics. So it's, you know, it's kind of a trade-off. It's like, while it no longer is in a collected form and, you know, graphically intensive, or like, you know, issue this.
Yeah, exactly. I think those articles are still really cool. Like, like the Myriad Arms of Balron and the other, those types of articles, because I don't know, just like those are the articles that have the really cool like art and stuff in the background.
Yeah, definitely.
It's still
I like it a lot. Yeah, it's really cool. It's actually, you know, it's a really cool place to find out more lore
than
what's discussed you know, exclusively in the game. It's, you know, it's a place for people who really like that stuff to, you know, to get the chance to go and actually, you know, pursue it. I mean, you know, you'll click on these articles and some of them are, you know, like, you know, 10 paragraphs long, and it's just all information, all that you would just never know unless you read it, you know. So
exactly.
It's like, even though people, you know, are talking about, oh, top, you know, the Vanadil Tribune's gone, it's kind of frustrating, but it's like, you know, well, while we're not doing it in the collected version, we're still doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things for people to consider.
Yeah, because I know when Wings was announced, Mike, you know, they've done a lot of, like, the profile stuff in the Tribune.
It'd
be cool to, you know, get some more of that. And, you know, I think, like, a week or two after I said that, they started putting up profiles and stuff on the main page. So I'm like, oh,
I really love the art. We have different artists that do that, and it's just, like, kind of, some of it's so amazing, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, awesome.
That's something that we always comment on, is the art for those different articles. It's just really, really good. Like, even for the events, like the Halloween events and all that stuff with the articles and things, it's just really good art.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys there. It's like one of my favorite things about, I'm always, you know, I know the schedule ahead of time and I'm like, okay, tomorrow I get to work and I'm like, bam, oh, that's really cool. You know, I'll read this and read that. And I'm like, oh, that's nice. So it still lives in spirit, I think.
Nice. Sweet.
Alrighty. Is there any way you can clarify what can be done if your account is compromised due to like a virus or someone steals your account?
Yeah, this has been something kind of, you know, a hot topic lately.
Yeah. First thing that you should do if a player feels their account is compromised is to call the information center or contact the GM in game if it's during off hours. of course, if the player is unable to log into their account, they obviously can't do that, but they can have a friend or family member actually contact the GM on their behalf. And what the GM will do is, through that person that's contacting them, will confirm ownership of the account via questions like that only the account owner would know, you know, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly, but like, you know, birth date or address or last four digits, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That way they can confirm that that person is talking to the person, and then they'll go ahead and they'll lock the account down until investigation can be done or the information center opens. Of course, once that's taken care of, once your account is locked down or frozen, first thing you're going to want to do is do a virus scan on your PC or check your computer for anything that's malicious. Or we often, you know, recommend, you know, keep virus scans up to date. It's really important. You know, it sounds so, you know, just like, you know, exactly. It's like stuff you think you would know, but you know, it's kind of like, just keep doing this, guys. Don't
slack on it.
Yeah, it's really important. And then also, you know, try to get it removed immediately. Try to follow any steps that any websites say. And then once the information centers open back up, they are directed via the phone on how to go to the next steps, like, you know, how to get a notary public and stuff like that. It's really involved, but the most important thing you need to do right away is get it shut down, closed, so that it minimizes damage or any possible damage that could be done, because that's like the number one thing. Also, you know, if you follow those steps, that's the best thing you're gonna have on your side. You know, is that it's locked down right away. And even if it doesn't happen right away, we actually have, you know, we implemented the new policies and we have new tools now for rollbacks. So
yeah,
it's like, no, even if it's cool, not constantly. Yeah, it's like one of the big things we've been really working on and working towards for a while now. And we finally rolled it out. So
that's cool.
Players have a chance to say, hey, look, you know, it's compromised. You know, it's compromised. Here's some more information. And then it'll go through review and then make sure it was compromised. And then, you know, oops, roll back. So
Aegis is gone.
Yeah. You know, and it's like with these new things in place, we've actually, you know, we've been getting a lot of positive feedback actually because of this. You know, it took some time to initially act on because of developing the new procedures and tools and just the flow of how we're going to start doing these things. But, you know, we've really gotten into the step now of like, okay, good. So, you know, we've moved a lot more, you know, forward than what we've been doing in the past. So it's small steps.
That's really cool.
In there. Yeah.
Now, like 3 years ago, this isn't something that we really had worried about, right? I mean, this wasn't a huge thing.
Yeah.
So
these are new
things.
It's kind of scary. Yeah, they're definitely
it is.
Like, you know, this is like the first MMO, and you know, they're learning how this is changing, and it's like, okay, we need to stay on top of these things and make sure, you know, we're on to the next step and just to keep everybody safe and keep our players safe from these kind of things in the future. So
absolutely. That's awesome. I think it's really cool to know that if something were to happen, you know, then I could go ahead and call it the information center and get it taken care of.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it takes some time, but I mean, it's not an instant, you know, 24-hour turnaround time, but you know, it's you know, the best thing, you know, is that it's getting worked on and something's happening. It's even though it takes some time, and that's one of the things people, you know, we've been reading about, is they're like, this is taking so long, are they doing anything? And you know, it's definitely there are people working on it. We have a lot of people here who are working on these things, so it takes time, but it's getting there. It's getting a lot better.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the future goes.
All right, cool. Well, that's all of the questions that we have for you this time.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, this time, right?
It has been a sincere pleasure to have you with us.
Glad to be on. I mean, really, thanks, guys, for having me. I mean, honestly, you know, I've known about the interview for a while, and I've actually been pretty nervous about it because it's like, even though I've spoken in front of like 2,000 people at Fan Festival, it's like, I don't know why this is so much more stressful for me, but, you know, I'm glad I was glad to be on.
Tomorrow you're going to email us and say you want to be on again, so.
Nice.
You're going to wear your PFA t-shirt tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah, so we actually wear those around the office, so that's really cool.
That's so cool. That's so
cool.
Awesome.
Oh, that is cool.
People like them. I've seen Yossi with it before, too, so that's cool.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. Maybe we should make some more t-shirts, guys. What do you think? make a new logo and do the whole thing and make some t-shirts.
Yeah. I like the Fan Festival one a lot. That was really cool. Like the Nomad caps on everybody and everything. Yeah. That was really nice. But I just want to say, you know, from everybody here on the FF11 team, we'd like to congratulate you all on your 2-year anniversary. So that's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
Man. That means a lot.
It's really
it definitely
big.
Especially does.
From you guys, really. That's awesome. Yeah. Honor to have you on. Thanks a lot, buddy.
We're hoping for many more from you guys. So keep it up.
We will continue to keep churning this bad boy until they turn the servers off.
Good, good.
And then we'll do another 2 shows or something.
Just for kicks. Please turn us back on.
Just because.
GMs aren't around anymore. People have started to loot the NPCs.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, all right, Matt. Thanks a lot for joining us. And,
all right, guys.
We'll catch you next time.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Fantastic. There we go, then. I am so... leaving this interview, I was just ecstatic. Like, oh, my gosh.
Dude, like 10 minutes before, like, my mom comes. She's like, hey, dinner's ready. And I'm like, no, I'm talking to Matt in, like, 10 minutes. Like, ran out, and they're like, it's going to be done in, like, 5 minutes. Dude, I have never eaten fajitas so fast in my life. We got on, we were talking, and it was a blast. We actually ended up talking a little bit before we actually recorded.
Yeah.
Lots of cool little fun facts in there.
Like, good stuff.
They wear the PFA shirts in the office. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, who wouldn't?
I would, too. I think
the best
should...
part was when he told me that Yasu had actually seen the... It's almost like we're all Yasu image and actually laughed at it. Like, that made my day. That was just awesome.
I think we should do some new t-shirts. What do you guys think? I think that'd be kind of cool.
We could do some
new
shirts.
I'm down for new t-shirts.
And, send those guys some more t-shirts.
Do that. Yeah, shout out to Matt, Rob, and Yasu over there at the NA HQ for Square.
Word.
We need to get all those guys on.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The whole office.
Yeah.
Building.
Send them a mic. Just be like, just stick this like in the ceiling over the...
We'll just do like a conference room conference call with everybody in it.
Yeah.
Did I just hear a train in the background?
Choo!
No, you did not.
You did. There it is.
There seems to be a
train. Wait for it. Wait for it. Choo!
Oh, man.
He's choo-chooing for our 2-year. He's like, choo-choo.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, wait for it.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Come on with the trains.
Dude, it's summertime. I'm not sitting in here with my friggin' window closed. Interview.
I don't even know that I have any train tracks anywhere near me.
You could like set up a little model train.
Yeah, right.
What are you trying to say? You better than me because you don't live near the tracks? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying nothing like
that. I live near the tracks.
No, is that what you're saying?
That is not what I'm saying.
I think that's what you're saying.
I ain't saying it. I'm not saying it.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, so thanks again to Matt Hilton, and we'll get you on sometime soon and do it again or something.
True.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Oh, man. All right, so on into in-game. That's all the news we have for this week. Chin, what have you been doing in-game?
Man, I've been busy like, whoa. I got my homeman pants from my thief, which is pretty ballin'.
I'm
currently 2 out of 3 on my Skatties feet.
Oh, I hate you.
Which is awesome.
Like, I can't even wear Skatties, but, like, the fact that you're, like, 2 for 3 on a salvage piece just makes me want to, like, cry.
Word.
Word, hater.
Just jealous.
Did some Dynana. Dynamis.
Really?
Yeah, that was exciting.
Is that a new thing they added? Dynana.
That was pretty cool. And then what zone did we do? I think we did Bastok.
Okay.
Not a ton of AF or anything, but the coinage wasn't bad. I don't know. That's kind of about it. I worked a lot this week, so...
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing salvage, like, right when I get home kind of a thing, so I usually... Like,
you've been doing that every day.
Salvage, almost. We started because someone was We did one, and they got their second piece from Morrigan's body, and then
wow,
we went and got their third. We just spam Baflow till we got it.
Sweet.
Yeah. Word. It was pretty bomb.
Fuse, what have you been doing?
Having a lot of fun.
I've been doing some salvage too. Just haven't gotten anything. We did a couple backflow runs. I think we saw the BNM a couple times, but he didn't drop anything because he was cool. But I mean, the runs went well. Like, we didn't have any crazy deaths or anything. Like, they went pretty smooth. It just, you know, luck wasn't on our side.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the slimes dropped like the Enyos leggings, which is the level 15 feet for Ares, which was like, all right, whatever. Like, I already had them. I think the Paladin got them, so he'll actually maybe use them somewhere down the line. So what did I do this week? Did Proto Omega, got my home on hands.
Nice, nice.
So we have 3 for 5 now. I just need the body and the feet. Of course, everyone else will get the feet now that I don't have like any points to bid on them because I got the hands. I actually had 2 hands drop, which was kind of cool. We did a Kieran today, which actually went really well. Everybody almost crapped brick when we killed him because we had 2 W legs drop.
Wow.
Which is, yeah, everyone's like, what? Mm. I wasn't in the alliance when we killed him. Like, what's going on? What's going on? So I was like, 2 W legs. I'm like, damn. So that was really cool because we've seen very few of those. Attempted to do a Jailer of Love early in the week. There was an issue and it was called for help on. So we relogged.
Oh no.
And then someone started fighting the sharks before we were ready and we just said screw it. Which kind of, that's the second one we've lost to call for help too. Like it's really, really annoying. They should have some kind of feature in the game where you can like disable being able to like call for help or something.
Or should like give you some sort of, are you
have
sure?
To like type it in or something. Like it sucks. It really does. Like it's so yeah. Annoying.
How did it used to be different though, right? The call for help. Because like so. Now it's like you it's for like you can disengage and then you can hit over and call for help. Wasn't it different before?
It's the same. It was the same.
Really? Mm-hmm. I remember that maybe there was a different way of calling for help.
The thing that really sucked though is what had happened is I think one of our black mages was having some targeting issues or some lag issues, and she had accidentally like hit an urn with a spell or something. So somebody had like tried to call for help on the urn.
I'm telling you,
in the alliance, which is really pissed everybody off because we've said, you know, we've lost a JOL to call for help before. You know, and ever since then, we're like, okay, nobody in this alliance call for help. You know, like, how hard is that to understand?
Yeah.
And the funny part was that JOL turned orange, but the urn was still red.
I'm telling you, calling for help, it used to be different. There used to be a different way of doing it.
I don't think so.
I'm almost positive. It might have even been before you started playing.
Then that's probably why I wouldn't know.
Yeah. If anybody knows or remembers, I know it was different.
But... Screenshot or it didn't happen.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding. Okay.
It didn't happen.
Whatevs.
I don't think it was ever different, but if it was before I joined, then obviously I wouldn't know.
I think it used to be different, but I could be totally insane. But anyways.
Could be.
Yeah. So what else, man? Great.
Been doing some campaign. I've been trying to get ready for the update. I want to rank up and get some of the new allied notes items. I actually ended up spending, I had 10 merits and then I had like 9,999 limit points. Mm. So I actually went and I upgraded deep breathing to level 2.
Nice.
Word.
So now I'm trying to get the merits back because I didn't think the update would be, you know, this soon. It's like, oh, I'll have like a week or something to get it up. So I got to spam some campaign battles like mad, which is fine because I needed to build up points for new gear anyway, so I just need to do a little more. Then did some red versus blue for the Sanctum, and I got my Palawan head, so cool. I can get a decent amount of accuracy and not have to like squeeze orange juice at the same time.
I'm thinking about getting my OHAT soon. That'd be sweet.
Nice.
Anyways, so congrats on that.
Thanks. That's pretty much it.
You're the man now, dog. Kind of
a busy week. Word. I think next we're taking a week off so everybody can kind of jump into the update. And then after that, we're going to like hit Einarjar in the face and get me a Valkyrie Spork and stuff. So that'd be cool.
Yeah, right.
I can dream.
Dream. I'm with you. All right. As for me, I was tooling. I had YouTube-itis this past week.
Dude, you sent me some weird YouTube videos.
Dude, I love going out on YouTube and just like clicking on the link and then like looking at the related.
There was
videos.
Like that weird like animated one where like these dudes go into like Gelsbo and they start singing like Blue Moon and the dude
yes!
pushes a rock on an orc. That I'm like, what?
It was awesome.
And then you sent
that
me
that was like that was Life of the Dragoon.
That was so
I thought
weird.
You would appreciate it. But anyways, I like doing that. I like going out and looking at related videos and then kind of going off onto it on a tangent and getting Rickrolled a couple of times. And
yeah, I almost wanted to punch you after you sent me the Rickroll one, man. Oh, my God.
But
unreal.
I came across this video from this dude who's in the UK, and he basically just gets on the camera and he's just bantering about life and Final Fantasy XI and stuff like that. And his name is Cyber Ally, and he's over on the Siren server. So I'm like, dude, I should just, like, I noticed the video had just been posted, like, a few days ago. So I'm like, maybe he's, like, still in-game. So I just decided to, like, shoot him a friend request just to say what's up. So we've been talking and stuff, and I told him I'd send him a shout-out and stuff, and he's been checking out the PFA website and stuff and says it's kind of cool.
Nice.
So, but shout-out to Cyber Ally, and I hope you're listening. Of course you're listening, but word. So I did that, and so also Beastmaster. Yes, Opie and I decided that we were going to try a trio, and we brought on this guy named Chocobo Charmer, and we were in Wajam fighting pucks for days, and I'm up to 64.
Wow,
and probably. Close to half to 65? Nice. Question mark. I'm not sure exactly how close I am, but we had to figure out the system on how to best pull the pucks and keep the chain going and stuff, but I think we got it. And unfortunately, nice. I don't think I'll be able to play tonight because of the whole show and editing and stuff like that, but because usually when I do the show, I like to get all the editing done and get the show out there
edit.
In the middle
my computer
of the night.
Has decided to not cooperate with me. I've gotten like two blue screens in the last couple of days. And
your PC sucks, dude.
It's been extremely difficult, and I don't know why.
I usually like get the show out like in the middle of the night, and people are like, wow,
yeah,
the show's out there already. Sweet. But yeah,
that's because it's at stake.
Word. So, but yeah, we're enjoying the trio. It's really cool. I mean, Beastmaster is so much fun, and the trio is just as good as a duo, if you ask me, and so shout out
to... Yeah, it's just like a duo, except with one more person.
Yeah, right. With one more person.
Just get to 75, dude. I'll come on Dragoon. Have a party.
Word? No, party equals no. Well, I don't know. I guess I don't mind parties as Beastmaster.
But Beastmaster, Puppet Master, if you guys got a party invite, you'd be like, OMG, yes.
No, I don't think I would. I seriously.
Well, no, not you, because
says,
you're duoing with somebody. But like any other beast that's just trying to solo, like if they got a party invite, man.
Here's my take on the whole beast equals party question mark thing. If I get invited to a party and we're partying, it always feels like I could be getting better experience by myself. You know what I mean?
Depends on the party. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously it depends on the party, but like me and Opie just go out there and kick some serious Vanadil buttocks.
Word.
But yeah, so in my experience, I've felt that. As a Beastmaster, I could always be doing better solo or duo than with a party.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, but I don't know, though. Using Jugs is sweet, though, because Snarl is probably one of the best moves in the whole game.
What does that do?
It transfers,
in the whole game?
I don't know. Maybe in the whole game. It transfers all your enmity to your Jug pack.
Dude, I don't know. Blade Bash is pretty cool, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, yeah. Almost 65. Just rolling along with Beast. I'm trying to think if I did anything else. I'm sure I did, and I'm totally forgetting about it. No. Weird. Nope, I think that's it. I don't think we did anything else. So.
Word?
That's it! That's all I got!
Sweet, alright. Guess that's gonna bring us into our little kinda one day forum.
And the one day round table!
Update predictions.
Yeah.
I know Chin had an idea earlier, but I kinda threw it back in our face.
And still right.
Alright, well, why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, you know how they said that you get, they're gonna add 50-ish pieces of armor, right?
No, they said 50, not 50-ish.
Did they say exactly 50 or 50 plus?
Well, they didn't say 50-ish, they said over 50.
Over 50. Not over 50, okay. 50 plus, that's the same thing.
Over 50, 50 plus, same thing.
Okay. It'll be like 50, so, like one.
So, if you take Blue Mage, Corsair, Puppet Master, Dancer, and Scholar, say that's 6 pieces of gear for Relic each, that's 30 pieces of gear, and then each one of the new, like, assumed to be Nizul Relic weapons, that's another 20 jobs, so that's 50 on the dot.
So, right, but then, you know, it's a good idea. Like, it's, you know,
but they, why would they say you're getting all this stuff and then not put it in this and not count that in the 50 things? You know what I mean? Like, all those weapons? Like, that's without a doubt got to be 20 of them, right?
Maybe. I mean, well, it's very possible. I mean, they are going to be adding the myriad weapons of Balron in this update. You know, you already get the first chunk of that from the Nizul Floor 100.
Mm.
But, you know, we don't know what else you're going to need. It's possible that you'll need something from these NMs. Or, you know, who knows? Like, we really have no idea right now. But from what I can gather is, you know, we know that there's going to be at least some kind of new... It looks like it would be for Samurai... You know, it's got the same style for it, so that's going to be at least
looks one kind new of arm like set. Samurai Samnin Monk.
It's, I would, you know, it,
watch it be like some totally
because
random.
It is samurai armor. Like, there's no get moving around that. That is the samurai armor, but then it's got like a weird like spiked staff, which is kind of weird. Which would make me think maybe like monk or for some
that's
reason
not one
puppet
of the myriad
master, because
weapons,
they give
is it?
Puppet master some staffs for no reason. What was that?
That's not one of the myriad weapons, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
And then you look at the Mithra and it's just, you know, stuff that's already, you know, in the game. It's just gonna be, you know, they're just reusing some armor models.
They have to, so, because of the PS2. Lol.
Yeah, PS2.
Lol. Gotta add the lol.
My bad.
I mean, that'll be cool, but I mean, the thing people should remember too is that on top of the items you're getting from this, I think they said they're adding new stuff in the Iron Jar as well, and we're getting more items through campaign rank as well. That's a lot of stuff.
That is a lot.
Is a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, that's crazy. It's probably going to be around, you know, 100 items or something.
Maybe they're counting the weapons, but not counting, like, the gear for, like, Scholar and, you know, Dancer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, just Ottergon Relic?
Right, right.
It's possible. I don't know.
You don't want to believe it is what it is.
I don't want to even touch Relic. Like, I think at this point, if they added any new system to get Relic, it would probably include all 5 jobs. Like, that, you know, if, because people have been wanting Ottergon Relic forever. And if they introduce some new thing just for that, like, for 3 jobs, you know, do they really want to go and do something completely different for just another 2? Like, just add it all in there. No one's going to care. You know, it's just like, whatever. But, I don't know. That'll be kind of cool to see. But, you know, I'm hoping like, well, not really hoping. I know that some of these armor pieces are going to be great. You know, I'm just hoping that it's something.
We'll see. We'll see. It'll all be like level 50 armor.
There's got to be some stuff in there that's at least
decent. If Chin can approve of it, it'll be great.
Yes.
But only if Chin can approve. If Chin goes, meh.
I'm the Almamizer.
The thing I'm kind of looking forward to is I hope that some of these NMs, you know, like, again, they compared it to Sky Gods and Sea Jailers. Like, I hope you don't need an alliance for all of them. Like, it would be kind of nice, like, in one of the pictures they just show, like, a paladin fighting one. So, like, it'd be nice to just, you know, do some of these quests for this NPC, get some points, and just go and solo a few NMs, you know? Mm-hmm. That would be really nice to be able to do.
If the armor is all uber in Samurai Eliteness, it's not going to be one person can solo it. Come on.
Totally.
It depends on the piece.
No way. If it's some crap, like level 25 piece, then yeah, okay.
Which is why I said it depends on the piece. Like, if it's something like the when the couple updates ago when they came out with the neck piece that had the Wyvern HP on it, a dragoon with a mage subjob could solo that, which I think was appropriate. So if there's something for, you know, like Beast, Pop, or Dragoon, it would make sense that those jobs would be able to solo an NM that would drop that. One of the things I'm kind of hoping they add is when we had the two-handed update, they had the straps, and that was kind of like it. Like, it'd be cool to see
some more of those.
Some more straps. Drop. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Like, there's already some really cool ones, but maybe, you know, maybe there's something else they can add to those, which would be kind of nice.
That's because it benefits you. I don't care about straps.
What if you used a greatsword or...
Don't use a light staff?
With a beast? I don't melee with it.
Oh, I was thinking paladin.
Yeah, but you could still... Wow. There's still ones with,
you
like,
you could still get, like, the MP one, dude, and get MP.
Yeah, and the end MIDI.
I think it would be more useful than you would think.
You think?
You should get one, try it out.
Maybe so. But they're so expensive, too. Like, the higher tier ones.
You can buy some of them with your ISP.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, maybe.
Yeah, you should look into that. But, and one of the things I'm kind of hoping for with this update is, I think I think when they first hinted at the June update, they talked about how they were going to change around some stuff with chocobo raising. Right?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything like that.
Shin's like, I don't follow.
So what I'm thinking they'll finally be able to rent out chocobos in past nations. You know, everyone that cares about Wings of the Goddess has already gotten to their hometown or whatever. Let them ride a chocobo, you know, whatever. And then they talked about, if I recall...
Even need to ride a chocobo. Why would you even need a chocobo in the past?
Who knows? Just, they're there, why not, you know? Have armor on it, look cool. But speaking of armor, they talked about stuff with raising. Maybe you can put armor on your chocobo. That would be kind of cool. And I think, really, that's something that the whole chocobo system needs. You need to be able to do something more with the chocobos, because obviously no one gives a crap. You know, it's like, oh, I raised a chocobo and I got a plaque. Like, there's no one ever in the circuit. Nobody cares about the races. They just need to do something to get, you know, people interested in chocobos again. And I think, you know, having like an armor or something would be interesting. And then there's that, that weird thing with Deep Moat and the white chocobo. Who knows what that's going to be? That could be interesting. But it honestly just sounds like some new kind of race. But
maybe so.
I don't know. What are you hoping for this update, Stake? What do you think they're going to add?
I actually like to see like the lol piece of the update. Like that,
yeah,
I like looking forward to like the whole thing where they made it so that Gulkus closed their eyes and Mithras closed their eyes when they go to heal. That's lol. But like, or anything that has to do with like adjusting like pancreation, and
they should like fix the Palawan headpiece, like, so it like doesn't cut off part of my hair when I wear it on my human model. That'd be great.
Something to Brenner. sweet.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine if they were like, huge update next week, and that's all it was like Brenner pancration and friggin'.
You're going to add new pancration.
Chocobo racing.
Yeah, you'll be able to get the Sandworm H&M from Wings of the Goddess.
Dude, you know what? That might not be too far off. But anyways.
I feel a little bit, but I don't know. I'm kind of anxious to see what they're
expecting.
Gonna do for...
We expecting a significant storyline update for Wings.
You know there's gonna be new missions. We know there's gonna be at least one new NPC.
I would like to actually go a little bit farther in Wings.
The thing that kind of upsets me a little bit is like when Ottergon came out. You know, there's the fan fest, and they're like, "Hey, Puppet Master," and it's like, "What?" And then you jump into the story for Ottergon, and like the main character is a puppet master, and you're like, okay, lol, you know, that's kind of funny, like weird. And then, you know, you cut to Wings of the Goddess, and you find out that this new NPC they're introducing is a dancer, which is kind of like the lol job for Wings of the Goddess.
Okay. What are you trying to say there?
And it feels like with Ottergon, if I don't know, Chin, you've done probably more of the missions than Steak has.
True.
But it felt very like they were jumping into a lot of comedy or comic relief with some of the missions. You know, it definitely had a funny feel to a lot of them. And I just hope that's something that's not becoming a trend. Like, you know, this is the Crystal War. This is you know,
not a funny
people
time.
Killing each other. Yeah, I don't want to see like a dancer that looks like Pippi Longstocking.
They'll keep it relevant.
Like dancing around Ronfar and be like, "Oh, look at Kate Sith! Yay, he's so cute!" You know, like I don't want that. I want people getting killed. I want some violent stuff. I'd eventually like some Tavnazia. That'd be nice if.
You know what? You just made me remember that I was with Caitlin and we were doing the Royal Puppeteer quest. And I got my drop item from those Marlboro mobs.
Jody's acid.
Yes, that is a pain in the butt.
It's not that bad.
It's terrible.
It was when she was disconnecting. You told us that story a while back.
Well, I mean, the drop rate is terrible. Like, we're fighting those things forever. And it's just the two of us, so, you know, we're not making those mobs fall, you know, that quickly. It's just, like, stinks.
One of the things I'm curious to see with, you know, we're getting new Wings missions. They haven't said anything about continuing the nation quests, which is they may, you know, end up adding something to that, which would be nice because those are kind of cool storylines. Yeah, right. Or they may end up just kind of tying it all into the. Maybe you'll have to do all those to get into the missions or something. But I'm curious to see if Ixion has anything to do with the main storyline. Yeah. You know, Diablos had a huge part in COP.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Ixion will do something for Wings.
Word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm really anxious, especially to see, you know, every time they have an update, they have, you know, it's like, you know, this, we know Selbina's in Mara. Selbina's in, wow.
Whoa.
Figure it out. Sound it out.
Conjugate the verb. Moogles right. In Selbina and Mara. We know that's coming out. We know they're going to be reducing costs for Dynamis. Like, there's all the stuff we know about.
Wait, we don't know they're going to be reducing the cost for Dynamis, do we?
We do.
When did that memo come out?
Didn't they say that?
No, don't think so.
They were talking about that from. That was from the BG.
That was in the interview. That was in the interview.
Yeah, but
they didn't say that it was going to be this update, though.
Yeah, they didn't say it was going to be the update.
That's true, but we know eventually.
So it's a possibility, is what he's saying.
I mean, there's all these things that, you know, we know that they're going to happen, and we're still going to look for them in the update notes, but there's, you know, something, and, you know, we're going to read it, and we're going to be like, oh, like, wow, you know, that's really freaking cool. Like, you know, hey, by the way, Uli, you need to get like a pop item for now, and everyone's like, "Whoa, you know, like that was a huge thing back then." So it's like, you know, I'm kind of excited to see what there's going to be something in the update that it's, you know, just if you just skim through real quick, you may not notice it, but if you read it, you'll be like, damn, you know, like, that's huge. I'm like, you know, this update's going to be really big. I think the file size for it is a lot larger than some of the previous updates have been. But I mean, when you look at it, they're adding a lot of new items. They're adding this whole new NM system into Ottergon.
Mm-hmm.
They're adding new mission cutscenes, probably some new quests in there somewhere, new Chocobo stuff. I mean, it's just new Einarjar stuff. There's a lot into this update.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we can get a chance to try
it. I'm sure we'll talk a lot about that next week. That'll be like the...
We'll do some missions, do Wings missions.
Yeah, dude, let's do it, man.
We'll go chill with Pippi Longstockings and Sandoria.
You guys are weird, man.
You're just jealous. You can admit.
No, you're just weird.
Weird people are still people, so.
Yeah, I guess you told. True. I guess you told us.
Yeah, word.
Word.
You cry in the corner.
You can't make fun of me. I have no shame.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's a beastmaster, I mean.
Hey.
You better, okay, Dirk.
Careful what you say about beasts.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of beasts, the Untamed Link show is awesome.
Is it?
Yes, it's really taken off.
That's the one Opiate started, right?
Yeah, it's the all beast. All beast, all the time. Yeah, it's really cool. Like, we're meeting a lot of really cool people in that Link show, and it's becoming quite the link shot. So for those of you on Bahamut, if you see the Untamed, I'm sure you'll see people from Untamed just all over the place. But yeah, that's really taken off. So it's
very
cool. Absolutely. Yeah. We're thinking about maybe gonna do some events maybe coming up here.
There you soon. Go get your O-hat, dude.
Yeah, dude, that'd be awesome. We were actually thinking about doing O-hat. We have some people that need to do promies. So we were thinking about maybe going and doing some promies for those folks.
Should try doing Einarjar.
Yeah, maybe so.
Do it up.
Just go in like solo. Everybody's like Beastmaster. Just pick a mob and go for it.
Absolutely.
I don't know. It could be interesting to try. I mean, you know, everyone pitches in maybe 10, 20K. It'd be pretty affordable. Could be
totally
kind of interesting to try. I'd be curious to see how that would turn out.
If I do it, I'll like tape it.
Yeah, totally. That would be cool. I should go and like recommend it.
Word.
You guys got like
you guys
got, like,
are weird.
You know what?
Little
hush
recommendations in.
Hush, hushers.
We're not that weird,
dude. Like, you wouldn't want to see a video of like 20 courier carries in Einarjar.
No, we'd be all using like antlions.
Whichever.
A pinch.
Wow.
Anyways,
wait, what is that sound?
We got a lot of emails that we're gonna go over this week.
That's, oh my god!
So let's just go ahead and get started, shall we?
Oh my god!
Courier carry.
Oh. Okay.
Pinch, pinch.
Man.
Oh gosh. Okay, let's do the emails. First email comes from Rylus, who hails from the Bahamut server, as we know. He says, "Hey guys and gals at PFA, in your last episode, you guys were talking about subbing Beastmaster for soloing. Well, it turns out Fusion X was right, for once."
I am right. More than you know.
Beastmaster sub works at any level as long as your beast is also the level of the job you're subbing it on, or higher. It works really well at sub, as a sub at certain levels for certain jobs. It works best at 70+. That's when you have the leave command. It says the three best jobs, in my opinion, to use Beastmaster sub are 1, Ninja, 2, White Mage, and 3, Paladin. All of these jobs have a way to mitigate damage when their pets uncharm, so they won't go down like in 3 seconds. Paladin and White Mage also have a crapload of charisma gear that Beast doesn't even get access to. Mage jobs get access to massive charisma boosting capes, and Paladin, well, look at Conan gear. All you have to do as a sub-beast is charm a mob and send it at whatever you're fighting. When the pet uncharms, just recharm it again and send it back. This is when your damage mitigation comes in really handy because when your pet uncharms, it loses all of its enmity toward whatever you're fighting. So even once you get it recharmed and back on the mob, it'll take a while for it to draw its attention again, especially if you are meleeing it. What I did pre-70 was just use pets until they die. If that means sending a pet at 10% HP at a Colibri at full health, so be it. Just make sure that when it dies, you're far enough away to get a new pet and send it at the incoming enemy before it comes back and kicks your ass. Okay. You also mentioned that when subbing Beastmaster, you don't get access to a lot of helpful abilities, which is not true. At 60 plus, you have abilities, you have all the abilities except for Snarl and Leave at level 70. You're missing Snarl. So the only thing you can't do, though, is jug pets, as they are only equipable by Beastmaster, even though you have the ability to call Beast with it subbed. Anyways, catch you next time, PFA. Signed, Rylus. So that's informative. So it appears that if you are subbing Beast, let's say you're level 75, you're subbing Beast. The attributes for your Beastmaster are that of your 75 Beastmaster.
Which is kind of weird. I wonder why they did it that way.
I don't know. That's something I didn't know.
Hmm.
So that's kind of cool. So I could use my level 75 paladin and charm stuff.
There you go.
All right. Next email comes from Ragamuffin, level 75 Beastie Weastie. He says, "Hey PFA, it's Ragamuffin again from Odin. First of all, congratulations on 2 years of a great podcast. I hope you will continue for years more. In regards to using Beastmaster as a sub, just like many things, Beast is there is a different dynamic. Effectiveness of the charm job ability greatly depends on what level your actual Beastmaster is. Say, for instance, you have a level 75 Paladin, and your Beastmaster is level 37. Paladin Beast in that situation would only be effective in using level 37 mobs or less. On the other hand, if you are 75 Paladin and your Beast is also 75, you'll be able to effectively use mobs that are DC or EM even to a level 75. In fact, I saw this a lot while soloing Colibri in the Blafau Thickets around level 68 to 72. In that level range, as Fusion can attest to, he's calling you out there, it's difficult. You weren't paying attention. It's difficult for dancers to get party invites from 68
obviously.
To 72.
Yes, I've been there.
Okay, we're in.
That is why they introduced campaign.
Okay.
They actually thought of campaign after they made dancer. Like, dude, they're not going to get party invites. We should do something about that.
No, they didn't. That's not true.
Yeah,
And so I saw dancers using Beastmaster as a sub job to solo through those levels. It was actually a little annoying whenever the sub Beast was not at least level 70, because the only way they would get rid of their pets was to kill them off, and the particular camp I'm referring to has very limited pets. Yeah, that's kind of annoying. I've also seen Blue Mage use sub Beast to learn spells on their own. I just wanted to illustrate that if you use Beast as an effective sub-job throughout the game, taking it to 37 just won't do. Thanks again for the great podcast, and keep up the great work. Signed, Ragamuffin. Thank you very much.
Word.
Emma.
That's it for Beastie emails, right? kill me.
I'm going to read all the Beastmaster.
Emails. Are you really?
No. We did get a lot of responses, but it's cool. Next email comes from Ikash from the Fenrir server, who says, "Hello, PFA crew. Again, love the show. I listened to what you guys had to say about having to start over, and I realized I love this game so much, and there's no way I can quit. I'm here till the servers go down. I've hit level 30, Black Mage 21, red mage and 21 white mage so far, and I'm 1-on-1 on the Empress Hairpin while getting sub-job items. But yeah, I've been thinking about moving to the Bahamas server with a few friends and starting anew there. Opinions? This is pretty much a thank you email, honestly, to the kind response to the last one. So, lol, babies in drawers, and whatnot. Again, love the show, love you guys. P.S. I find it funny how Square Enix decides to add a Moogle to Selvina and Maura around the time when I have to start over again. Just a thought.
Moving to Bahamut. Go for it, if you want to. We'll get you set up with a link show.
Do it. All right.
I think Steak wants you to do it. I could be mistaken, but it sounds like
You know, the only bad part about doing it is that when you actually switch, you're leaving those people behind.
Well, he said he was coming over with a few people, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's the only thing that I think back on as I, you know, after I moved, it was like, wow, all those people that I used to regularly talk to are gone. Well, no, they're not gone, but I don't talk to them hardly anymore. So, but anyways.
Oh man, there's a bee in my room. It's like nighttime. I thought bees slept. Oh man, I'm gonna try and light it on fire. Oh, I got it. Oh my god, it's coming after me.
Oh my god. There's never a dull moment on PFA. Ever.
Oh, that was weird, man.
And the reason we've been doing this podcast for 2 years is things like that.
So we can light bees on the fire.
Chin casts fire.
I'm gonna get hate mail now for like cruelty to animals.
PETA's gonna send you an email. Chin casts.
Like, is this chinchilla?
I know if I saw it, the first thing I would think is, hey, I'm gonna light it on fire.
Chinchilla casts fire too on the bee.
Can you tell, like, she has a nuking job or something? It's like, bee, fire.
Don't judge me.
The bumblebee takes.
You're making it too easy, Chin. You just lit a bee on fire.
Did you get it, man, though? Is it dead?
Dude, I don't know. It was on my TV, so I almost lit my whole TV on fire.
Oh my god.
So I hit the lighter and like the fire went up and then the bee fell and I am too scared to see if he's like crawling around over there.
Oh my god.
Have you ever seen Dane Cook? He's like, F bees, I will punch every bee in the face.
Or we'd light them on fire.
Light them on fire.
Oh my god.
All right.
It was in self-defense.
Yeah.
It was. It was going to stab me.
I've got another email.
Oh,
let's do it.
Man.
Next email.
If it's a beast email, you're fired.
It's not. It's a puff email.
Oh, man.
All right. You ready? All right. This
puffs
email.
Puffs people, too.
Yeah. This email comes from Aramith from the Carbuncle server. Do you know him?
No. I don't.
Not you.
Wait, yeah.
You know, yeah, Chin lit him on fire once.
Word. I light everyone on fire.
So anyways.
Just like, nice to meet you.
Oh my god.
He says, hey PFA, this is Aramith from the Carbuncle server. I heard my last lol pup on the last week's episode and decided it was time I write an attempt to change your minds on Puppet Master.
No.
Before you go on, I have
no beef with Puppet Master. You know, people say lol pup. People say lol beast, lol derg, lol anything. It's just...
People never really say lol nin.
If you play...
They?
It depends on the person.
Yeah, but
people never say lol.
Usually,
monk.
When people say lol derg, it's at the whole job, or you know what I mean.
You don't say lol.
It's not at the person playing it.
Well, it can depend, but like
people don't say lol Sam, do they?
You know, with anything, if you have crap gear, you're gonna play crap. You're gonna be crappy. If you got good gear, know what you're doing. You're gonna do some nice numbers. You know.
See, no, you're wrong there. You're wrong there, because certain jobs aren't going to be able to keep up with other jobs.
Well, I mean, if you're a job that's supposed to do decent damage, you're is able to do decent damage. If you're geared right, you know what you're doing, you're going to be able to pull it off. You know, if, like, you're a puppet master and you don't have, like, any attachments on your automaton, I'm going to laugh at you. But, I mean, you know, every, you know, if you figure out how to play it, what the mechanics are of your job, and you play it well, then that's fine. You know, that's great. If you suck at playing your job, people are going to lull you. That's just kind of the way that things are.
They're going to lull you and light you on fire.
Oh, my God.
What level is your puppet master, Chin?
21.
21, and you never went back, huh?
Never.
I got mine to 20, and then I got the mage frame, and I stopped playing it, which kind of sucked because I spent like 200k to get the materials for the frame. I tried to go back and like skill it up, and it just, I was done.
My experience with pup, I got my pup to level 17, and when I was leveling Beastmaster in the like mid to upper 30s, going into level 40, I was duoing with someone that was pup. Well, Eric. And it was actually pretty cool. Like, he had his puppet set to mage, the healing frame, or the healing one, mm-hmm. or whatever, mage frame. And we were kicking some butt. And it was kind of cool because he could switch it up, change it mm-hmm. to a different pup.
What level is your puppet master right now?
17.
Get it up a couple, dude. Once you get done with Beast, we'll duo.
Okay. Oh, I'm so glad I didn't transfer.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Oh, well, all right, let me read.
We would let you have the mage frame. You could light bees on fire.
Let me have... all right, this is what we're doing. All
right, good call.
I'm going to read Aramith's email, okay, in its entirety, and then...
Oh, yeah,
and
then, I forgot we were doing emails for a second.
In its entirety, and then you guys can offer your feedback, okay? Now,
well, I'm not ragging on him anyway, right, I know what I mean?
Well,
I'm just,
you know. I'm just saying.
Ragging on Chin for
Let me read the whole email so that he can get so that he can get across all of his points, and then we'll do a feedback session on Puppet Master. Okay.
That sounds splendid.
Okay. Continuing on, he says, "Come on, guys, stop bashing the pup already. I know
we just did that."
He says, "I know the reputation it has received, but there have been some really great updates since it was first released, and it can be very useful in party situations or in certain endgame, because not all jobs are good for every aspect of endgame, obviously."
Right.
He says, "It's really a great job with an awesome user base, and almost everyone I know who really tries pup has really enjoyed the job. I currently have 3 level 75 jobs, Summoner, Blue Mage, and Puppet Master, and although I love all 3, I find myself on pup for just running around, farming, campaign, salvage, or sky. I've been trying out pup in as many situations as possible to see how it can fit in. Pup takes a little bit of a learning curve, but I think people who really enjoy pup also enjoy figuring out all the little niches of a job."
Did you say figuring out?
No, I said figuring out.
Sure you did.
Figuring.
Don't squeeze it.
Figuring.
You don't say, okay.
Figuring. Alright. I'm not 100% sure why you're saying lol pup, but I'm going to assume that you think it lacks putting out damage. Well, my black mage frame automaton has been able to put out 1100 fire and blizzard 4s. My ranger automaton has been putting out 900 to 1000 damage armor piercers. The ranger frame weapon skill on EXP mob that includes but not left to Colibri.
Yeah, well, Colibri have a weakness to piercing, so yeah. I mean that's gonna
finally
not to say it's not bad damage.
Feedback at the end. Feedback at the end. All right.
Go light yourself on fire.
Write notes. Write notes on what you want, comment on, and we'll address them at the end. Finally, my white mage frame got a 1500 plus weapon skill on Bune a couple of nights ago with magic mortar. Despite my other two jobs, my salvage shell really encourages me to salvage as puppet master because it has proven the most useful. In the beginning, you have a pup with hand to hand and the melee automaton, and by the end, for the bosses, I can switch to black mage and attack from afar. Sky, I've been coming as pup/dancer to support my party from the white mage frame and dances, or added DOT damage on gods from my melee frame while I debuff with the evasion down dance. It's been working great. I've even started doing some level 50 ENMs with Blue Mage Friend, duoing them with Pup and Blue Mage. I can easily solo even match mobs with my White Mage frame out as Pup/Dancer, and recently have been doing duoing VT Imps with another Pup using a Ninja Sub. All right, obviously...
Is he done?
No,
is that it?
No. Obviously, oh. No, this is where he bashes Pup a little bit, or goes on the...
Really?
Yeah, he says, obviously Pup is far from perfect. Even with 8 out of 8 hand-to-hand merits, my skill is only 241. The master's overall damage can be a little disheartening at times, as I have to focus on accuracy over job damage, enhancing armors like... attack or haste. Also, with puppet on a 20-minute timer, if you lose it too early, it can hurt a lot. The big one is no party buffs will affect your automaton. Thus, it can never reach those numbers that other melee can, just out of the buffs they get. Still, pup can be very useful in a party, and I encourage all of your listeners and the PFA crew to give Pup a chance, or at least tone down the pup bashing on the show. I enjoy the show. It gets me through my Mondays at work, so keep it up. Congrats on 2 years of PFA. Signed, Aramith. P.S. Steak, I checked out your YouTube videos, and I really enjoyed the thriller one. Nice work. Thank you.
Okay. That's so it. I took your advice, Dick. I did write down a few notes.
Okay. If you may, go ahead, please.
He's talking about, you know, he's doing good damage and stuff, and that's kind of like we said before. It's because he knows how to play the job, you know. He's got all the right attachments. He knows the maneuvers and all that stuff. You know, people that are geared well and know what they're doing, you know, in this case for Puppet Master, they can put out some numbers. The other thing, he said, you know, about his actual hand-to-hand, you know, he's got merits and stuff. With Puppet Master, the automaton is the job. You're just kind of there. Like, really, you know, you equip the Puppet Master, or you equip the automaton with stuff, which is, you know, that's very unique to a pet job, you know, with, like, Dragoon and Beastmaster, you just kind of like, hey, I have an animal that'll hit stuff. But with an automaton, you
the automaton's like, hey, I've got a character like, that'll hit stuff.
it's essentially a second character, and that's the
it's
emphasis
like a minion.
Of the job. Yeah, I mean, you know, Puppet Master, it's not like the player and the automaton. Puppet Master is the automaton,
right?
Like, that's the whole basis for it. So, I mean, you're not gonna be able to do much, you know, damage on just the actual, you know, being the player, but the automaton is really the main focus of the job. And I mean, you know, it sounds like you got a hold of stuff, you know what's going on, and you're doing some great damage, which is really cool.
Chin, your rebuttal?
She's gonna light me on fire.
I don't know, man. It's
This doesn't personally interest you?
Well, I leveled it to 21, and it was fun. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I leveled it and I hated it. It's just, when I personally think of taking a job to 75, I think of how can I use this in more of an endgame situation. And that could just be my thinking because of being in endgame for so long, you know?
Right, that's
but at the same time, like if I, like if you had Puppet Master at 75 and you had pretty much, even if you had Puppet Master at 75 and Derg at 75, I still don't see a reason why you would ever be Puppet Master to any like Link Shell event.
Well, and,
with the exception of like farming. You know what I mean? And little things.
I would say, with really the only drawback of endgame would be maybe Iron Jar and Gods and Jailers. Everything else, like Limbus, farming, Dynamis, you know, you can just take a group of people. Depending on, I mean, you know, if you got a small group for Limbus, you may not be able to do it, but I mean, you know, you just grab whatever, you work with what you got, and you just do it. Like, it's, you know, if you have like a, if you had Dragoon and Puppet Master, like, it'd be nice just to, you know, mix things up every once in a while.
And, well, yeah, you know, but I still, like, you don't, I mean, maybe this is just my, you know, super elitist, let me get hate mail thinking, but if I'm gonna go do an event, you know what I mean? I like to do it with people that are going to go on jobs that are one, you know what I mean? That you know are, you're going to be able to clear a zone.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to do it fast and efficient. I'm not saying fun. I'm just saying because it is fun when you're done with a run and you have like AF coming out your bum. You know what I mean? Because well, you killed 10 times the amount of mobs and if everyone came on stuff
well,
like...
In their defense too, I mean, you know... With, you know, there's, we're still finding new ways to do stuff with, like, you know, the original jobs. I mean, there's something, there's got to be something that every job is, you know, good at, whether it's
well,
an
also,
end game,
by no means do I mean, like, if he's having fun on it, I'm not saying, like, just because you're having fun on it, don't play it. You know, I'm not saying that.
Right.
Like, if you have fun doing something, friggin' do it, you know? Mm-hmm. That's out of the question. That's above what we're even talking about.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you don't play to please other people. You play for yourself. The only the only thing is loving something like Puppet Master isn't going to help you do a lot of other things. You know what I mean? Maybe not loving it, but playing it, rather.
I think one of the... And I've been trying to do this, or I haven't had a huge opportunity so far, but one of the things I kind of want to do now that I have Dancer leveled is just, you know, take it to a few endgame things, you know, take it to a Kieran and just see, you know, what I could do that would, you know, that wasn't there before, you know, like maybe Asper Samba or something so we can just straight tank it more so the Paladins won't run out of MP or something, you know, just little stuff like that. And I think there's, you know, there's something that each job brings to the game, you know, like red mages, you know, get their refresh and like phalanx, you know, samurais can like weapon skill out of their butt. Like, you know, each job has their kind of thing. And I think they can do that with any kind of in-game activity, whether it's endgame or party or whatever, but people just need to find out how to put it in there. Like there's gotta be something that they can do, but it's just, you know, people, I think one of the things is people are so set on using a certain strategy or a certain setup, you know,
just
kind of like, well,
I was just going to say that.
You have Puppet Master, but
well,
you can't
say something like that because, you know what I mean? If you're going in to something as easy as Dynamis, like a city run, okay, like say you're doing Bastok, just for example, like it's easy. You could probably go in there with, you know what I mean, with whatever and still do great, regardless of your link shell. But at the same time, if you're going in and you have 18 some odd other people looking for drops, how are, like, if your job is a Puppet Master, and I really like hate saying this because I sound like such an asshole, but if you're a Puppet Master, why wouldn't you, like, you'd be much better off going on something like Black Mage or a DD job or a healing job than you would Puppet Master, just because of the efficiency level of those other jobs respectively of what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I get where you're coming from. But I mean, and now I could be, you know, depending on, I'm not, you know, 100% on how Puppet Master works. I'll admit it. There's a lot of stuff with the job and I, you know, I barely scraped the surface of it. But like, if you had a Puppet Master with a Black Mage frame, you might be able to, you know, do the nukes along with the black mages.
I don't foresee it's, that.
Even, I don't know. Like, I don't know how popular the idea against, would be.
There's no way, like, because it really depends on what kind of link shell you're in, because if you're in a link shell with a bunch of Novios and stuff like that, you know what I mean? No pup in their right mind could ever keep up with that. You know, that's just, come on.
Well, I mean, they wouldn't, you know, they would just be kind of helping out with it. Like, they wouldn't be like, hey, I'm going to nuke this and kill it. They're just going to be like, hey, let me help you out with a nuke here or there. I mean...
Yeah, but if you had a mediocrely, whatever, if you had, like, a semi-decent black mage, like, just your regular run-of-the-mill, I got 75, I have some decent cheap gear, and I know what I'm doing, you're gonna out-damage the Puppet Master.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, like,
But if your only job is Puppet Master, you know what I mean? Or you have right. a link shell that wants you to come as that, that's great, you know? Do your
If
thing,
you have
man.
Another job besides Puppet Master, that's what link shells would prefer, just because it works better. Like, Puppet Master, I think one of the things about it that makes it kind of iffy for things is it can do a lot of stuff. Like, you could have the white mage frame, you could have the black mage frame, you could have the range frame. There's so many mm-hmm. kind of setups that it could do, and it really doesn't excel a lot at any of them. You know, it's decent with a lot of stuff, but it's not great at anything.
Do you guys think let me just back up here a little bit now. Now, do you think that if Square were to kind of tweak the job a little bit, do you think it would make it more useful in an in-game dynamic?
Well, they doubt it because they added the weapon skills, and those have been really good from what I've
read.
Oh,
they added new weapon skills, yeah.
You know, I think the email they talked about doing like 900 to 1,000 damage on Colibri, mm-hmm. which, you know, even though, granted they are weak to piercing, that's still nice damage, you know? I don't just, it's hard to kind of.
The way you gotta look at it too is Square is obsessed with like balance, and there's no way Puppet Master is gonna, what they need to do to Puppet Master to make it useful is to give it something that, I don't know, maybe like when you send your automaton after something, you know, maybe it's like hate free or something. Like, if it had something like that, or, I don't know. Like, it would have to have something totally different, like that. Like, maybe you'd have the black mage frame, right? And you, it totally was hate free, like whatever it casted.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Mean.
So, like, if you were doing like worms or something, then I could maybe see. I mean, I'd still say a black mage because, you know, if you're a black mage, you're hopefully in a shell with some decent tanks anyway. You know. It's got to have something different.
And I mean, it's very possible too that, you know, there's something that it can do now. It just hasn't been tried because everyone's kind of like, you know, they have this kind of like lol pup mentality. So they don't even, you know, bother trying anything because they're like, you know, I just have a samurai. I'm just going to bring that instead, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, there are people that are really passionate about the job. And I think really important, especially with something like Puppet Master. It can be very complicated with all the kinds of attachments that you can equip in the frames.
True.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's like some dumb job or something.
Oh, no.
You know,
and I think
like,
those are the people that'll find out what it's going to be good for. And it's just, you know, it's just going to take them some time. It's like, how do we beat AV? You know, we don't know. It's going to take a while. I think it's kind of the same idea where it's like, you know, each job in this game has a purpose. It's good for something. We just may not necessarily have found it yet.
I agree.
All right, let's move on.
Like, there's still people that would rather, like, if I'm on Corsair, like, don't come Corsair, come Red Mage. And I'll go Red Mage, and literally all I'm doing is refreshing Black Mages.
Yeah.
Right.
Which makes absolutely no sense. Because do you know what I mean? Because I could have refreshed and gave him attack bonus, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All at once, you know? So it's really, like, I understand. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, I already said it.
And it's like with Pop 2, it's like, it can do so much, but what can it do that other jobs can't?
Exactly.
That's the thing. Like, there's what's the one thing where it's just like, whoa, you know? I mean, it's hard to say at this point, but I mean, it's, you know, for just if you're messing around, you got a bunch of people at Dynamis or Olympus take it along. It's you know, I, you know, for doing, I did SAM for a lot of Link Shell events. I know how nice it is just to be able to jump on another job for once. So, I mean, in that regard, yeah, like, yeah, totally, you know, go for it. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, send us an email if you have any, like, end game experience with Puppet Master.
Yeah, or you want to, yeah, if anyone's got some good
that's
stuff
a, with Puppet. Definitely a good email on it, sort of.
Dude, anything that inspires discussion like that is a good email.
Absolutely.
Like, it could be like, I don't care if it's like, oh, I got a snowman and it melted. Discuss.
What? Why did it melt? Did you light it on fire?
Obviously. Talk amongst yourselves. Discuss. Here's a topic.
Coffee talk. All right, coffee let's talk. Move on to our next email. Next email comes from Capo from the Titan server. He says, "Hi, PFA. I just want to congratulate all of you on Pet Food Alpha's 2-year anniversary. I started listening to the show somewhere around episode 25 or so. You guys brought me lots of raffles and great Final Fantasy XI information. I was sad to see Squig will be leaving the show, at least for a while. As always, real life is greater than Final Fantasy XI. Even Final Fantasy XI related podcasting. Her voice and expertise will be missed by this Taro. I wish all of you the best of luck in your third year and look forward to many years to come. Take care, signed, Capo."
Well, the third year, that just sounds weird.
Yeah, dude.
Man, I feel old.
I've known you guys way too long. Years? I'm leaving, yeah, too. Really. Peace.
Like, next year, we'll be like, "So, Chin, what have you been up to?" "I've been lighting bees on fire."
just regular stuff. Next email. Next email comes from Vitrolint from the Bahamut server. He says, "Hey, guys." Oh, this is another sub-beast one.
Oh, but man.
It's quick. Hold on.
Hey, no. We appreciate your email. I can't believe there's anything else in there.
Well, I'll just sort of condense it. He says that he was watching a white mage sub beast, depop darters in the dragons area, around Fafnir. And he says basically,
way to, like, summarize that fast.
Yeah.
Good job.
Like, read the whole email and be quicker.
A freaking plus.
Love that. He says, "Sub-beasts can be useful in that kind of situation, but also I've seen paladins solo with decent charm pets and killing."
Now, anything can solo sub-beasts.
Pots in sky. Yes, my condensing, my email condensing skills suck. That's why I usually just read the whole damn thing.
All you know is that you got A's in English, and that ain't not bad.
That ain't not bad. All right, next email comes from Sayo Mayo. He says, "Hey, PFA crew, first off, I'd like to say congrats for 2 years of excellent podcasting. I have a few questions." And I'm going to summarize this one by just reading the first question. "I'm starting to get into Beast now, and I remember that Steak was saying last week that generally you try to keep the mob's health even with the target's health and have your mob die right before your target. Why is this? I know that this used to be especially useful when you incurred an EXP penalty for having your pet out when your target died, but from what I can see, with a level 18 beast, this doesn't happen anymore since they patched it a few updates back. Is there any reason why a beast would do this?" And the answer to the question is yes, because until you get the leave command, you don't really have a good way of getting rid of that pet. So you charm your pet and you send it off to fight your target, and I guess you could leave it, you know, you could let your mob just defeat the pet, and then you're stuck with this mob that's, like, you know, 25%. And then what you have to do, you send your fight to pet the next, or pet to fight the next mob, and the mob kills your pet, and then you gotta scramble to find a new pet before the mob kicks your butt. So it's just easier to just have your pet die. But hey, that just might be me. You know, so there is a basis behind what I was saying. You do not incur an EXP penalty for pets, unless the pet is tough or above your level, then it takes some of your EXP, but There's a method to the madness, so until you get leave, it's easier to just let the mob kill your pet and just finish him off. But hey, again, that might just be me. So, anyways, yeah. There's that. Mm-hmm. Next email comes from Sev of the server. He says, "Dear Pet Food Alpha, congratulations on 2 years of awesome podcasting. I just wish..."
Wait. What? Did you just say of the server?
Of the Cerberus server.
Cerberus, you know, like the three-headed dog.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, no, I get that.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that, yes, I've been living under a rock for the past 2 years, and I recently started to listen to your podcast. About 2 weeks ago, I started listening to all the episodes, starting with episode 1, and enjoyed listening to all of you guys as players and as people throughout the show. The funny thing was, while I was mainly listening to these at work, on my iPod, a few of my coworkers picked up my iPod and soon were hooked. We soon had started to play the podcast in the ambulance on our shifts, laughing nice. Along with you guys. We would just like to say that the Taunton, Massachusetts EMS loves Pet Food Alpha, and Chin is our favorite, of course, because you guys are from Massachusetts.
You don't judge my people.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You're going to get a bunch of calls like some woman running around lighting bees on fire now.
Yeah, anyways, he says, "We even made some burger sandwiches one night in honor of you guys."
Nice.
All right.
He says, "Well, I'm rambling again. Congratulations, and here's to many more." Signed, Sev of the Cerberus server. P.S. Squig, you will be missed.
Word.
Next,
yeah, I want a burger now.
I do too. I want a burger sandwich.
So hungry.
Go to Steak and Shake.
I'm starving.
What's a shake and steak?
Steak and Shake.
What?
Don't squeeze it.
Lol, Steak and Shake.
Did you just ask what a steak and shake was?
All right, here's a story. When we went out to the freaking the concert.
Finish the emails first.
No, wait. On the Steak and Shake subject, before I forget, we were hanging out.
I don't even know what a Steak and Shake is.
It's a restaurant.
No, it isn't.
Open 24. Yeah, yes, it is. It's open 24 hours a day. It has hamburgers and milkshakes.
Anyways.
This is some sort of in the middle of the United States thing, huh?
I don't know. But anyways,
in the middle?
Let me finish my story. Yeah. Damn it.
like a locationist.
We were hanging out with Sammy Grace and her daughter.
Freaking locationist.
And you know, we were just playing with the kids and stuff, and then like she was having a birthday soon or something, and like she was saying, "I wonder if Steak and that other guy can come to my birthday party."
Yes.
So it got around. She got around to started calling us Steak and Shake. So, but anyways, that's
yeah. I am known as Shake.
You're just the other guy.
You're just the other guy.
No. She asked if Shake could come to her.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
You guys are like the freaking odd couple.
Oh, please don't let me be Oscar.
He's Oscar. I'm the phone. Anyways, next email comes from our own Miroku of the Asura server. He says, "Hey, yay. Speaking of the concert, he was there. Hey, guys, now I hear you guys have this little thing called a 2-year anniversary or something of the sort today."
Like that.
He says, "Yeah, oh my god. This is an amazing accomplishment for you guys. 104 episodes. This is an amazing thing for anyone in the podcast world, as this is the largest running podcast I've ever seen. So you should be uber proud. I feel old saying this, but I remember when Steak and Fusion were fickle little 60s back in the day. They've grown up so fast. / cry. Anyway, I just got an invite on Black Mage, OMG. So I'll close with this. Congrats. God save the biscuit. Also, Sammy... Also, Sammy Grace is hot. Signed, Miroku, from the Sur server. P.S. Before I forget, last week, there was an email regarding the lack of Red Mage / Scholar in the game. The main reason is because Sublimation, the key ability of Sub-Scholar, does not stack with refresh. Refresh is a 3 MP tick per tick, whereas sublimation is the equivalent of a 2 MP per tick.
So there you go.
There you have it.
Word.
And that's all of our emails.
Dude, that was like a million emails.
I feel like I just ran a marathon listening to Steak Talk emails.
I feel like I ran a marathon.
He's like, he read like 10 Beast emails just so he could talk about Beast.
We had forum posts about Beast. No, we had comments.
He said like the same thing after every email about Beast. He's like, and I just love Beast.
Beast are taking over, man. Well,
Beast is awesome. Beast. And the I just love Beast.
What do you want him to say?
Look, another email. I love Beast, too.
I asked Matt Hilton about Beast.
He's like, get out my face, Beastie.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He couldn't give me the details, but he said
he cried on the inside that you were leveling Beast.
No, he said his Beast is higher than his Dragoon. Isn't that what he said?
I bet neither are unlocked.
No, he's got it unlocked.
Where? No, he said he liked it. He just hadn't had that much experience.
What's with you bashing like this the middle central area here, Shen?
Middle Earth.
Fusion's like, let's back off. Why are you being a hater?
Why are you being a locationist?
Why are you hating?
Why are you being a locationist?
Dude, Shen, we gotta come and get you and take you to Steak and Shake because it's awesome.
I've never even heard of Steak and Shake. I've heard of Shake and Bake.
Steak and Shake. Go to steakandshake.com.
I ain't going to steakandshake.com. It's going to be one of them, like, false links that, like, just shows you something you really don't want to see.
It'll be a Rickroll. Anyways. Alright, so that's all the emails I've got for today.
Right.
Fantastic. That was a lot of emails. Thank you very much for all. And if I didn't get to your email today, I'm very sorry.
But I cut him off.
But Chin is a hater against Beast, and we should all just swarm her with our carrier curries.
Or bees. Carries even. Don't use bees. She'll light your bees on fire.
Yeah, she'll light your bees on fire. And Chin will now perform her Courier Carry impression. Oh, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts. Okay. Unless you guys have something more to discuss this episode.
I have baskets.
Wow.
Baskets and thy pinch.
Courier Carry is amazing. Love
her. Yeah. Get in my baskets.
As with, as was the case last year, it was pretty popular. Speaking words. Popular last year. So we're going to end this show, the 2-year anniversary, with the best of PFA.
Part 2!
Part 2!
I think the only thing that I missed that was pretty epic in this past year was the slurping bit. But everything
and the
else.
Bees.
Well, we didn't have the bees last year.
We have it now.
Yeah, but it's too late now. That'll be in the next one. That'll be in part 3.
There you go.
So I hope you enjoy it. It took me forever to make it, so.
By forever, he means like 3 days.
Yeah. That's a long time. In my book.
Is that like in Vanadil time? Or is that like Earth time?
That's Earth time, dude.
Ooh. Okay, we get it. Your carrier carry. Stop.
It's an addiction.
Now do Sabotender.
I want to read through.
Ready, go.
What noise does a Sabotender make?
What happened? How was that? Oh my god.
I am so tired.
Okay.
I don't know what just happened.
All right, everybody, our website, as always, is petfoodalpha.com. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Join our roundtable.
If you want to get in on the roundtable and do it quick before the update comes out.
Yeah, well, you have all the way until Monday, so. You should have all day Sunday to do it. So let us know what you think. Also, on the whole Puppet Master thing, if you've got an end game experience, let us know. Hey, there is a puppet master partial. Gotcha. Carry.
I have baskets.
I have Lexdixia. Thank you for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
Night-night.
Wow.
Bye. Say goodnight, Fusion. Bye-bye.
Pet Food Alpha!
I know.
It's a lovely song. What the hell are you talking about?
There it is, standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
Like the skirt for the female is attached to the jacket.
Nice. Oh, really?
So what are the legs?
Just, like, draws. You know?
Whoa! You got... Oh, my God. You got a pair of tidy whiteys that go along with this jumper.
That's what it is, man! It's like, I'm telling you!
Like, draws.
Wow. You should look it up in Model Viewer and see what it is.
What the hell?
I did! After I had put it on, I was like, no way. I'm like, no way.
Legs piece is called Scholar's Draws. What the heck, man? You got, like, underoos.
Scholars get some underoos. If there were pants in the game, like, underoos plus one gives, like, poop resistance.
Scholar Draws!
Scholar Draws!
Oh, my God.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Go ahead.
I'm glad I had nothing to do with that. I mean, you gotta think back, you know, back in the... Oh, I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you.
Nice.
Wow! Like, oh. Okay, so where is he seriously?
Oh, I don't know what's funnier, the fact that he sneezed on the podcast, or the fact that he warned us first?
Or the fact that it was a serious moment, and then Derek just unloads to sneeze.
I just want to say, oh my God, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh man, I'm tired.
What?
What?
No. Don't even...
What?
That's all.
That's
all,
guy. That's all the emails.
You're not my guy, friend. But there is Sid in the map.
Make his teeth bigger and grosser.
Should just make a
giant. I don't think that's possible.
Just make like a big giant like nutcracker statue of Sid.
Dude.
That's what he. Sid's like wow. A human nutcracker.
He looks like a Pac-Man with big teeth.
Yeah, right.
Because it's just like his he starts talking and he just...
He's like, I don't want to like...
You're watching him and all you're thinking is like, nom, 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 nom.
Like, I don't want to like stick my hand anywhere near his mouth. He's just going to like bite it off. They were doing one of the raffles and Yasu was helping put the tickets into the thing that they spin around and pull the tickets out of. And I think it was Matt, it was either Matt or Rob. We're like, guys, you know, check this out. Yasu Kurosawa has touched all of your raffle tickets. It's almost like we're all Yasu Kurosawa. And I don't know why that stuck with us, but like, we find it way too amusing for
everybody
some
reason. Didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know, like, there was a lot of funny things said, but for some reason that one just kind of like hit something in our head. We're just like, lol.
Not on the way home.
Yeah, we were getting into the shuttle and, while not 100% sure, we saw a figure that looked like Yasu across the street at the Marriott getting into a cab. So I'm just kind of, you know, dazing off, waiting for the shuttle to take off, and I glance up, I'm like, guys, is that Yasu? And, you know, they were all, like, kind of leaning, and they're like, yeah, I think it is Yasu. So that was such a huge inside joke that I'll probably never get old now, with the way we keep things going. But yeah, that's
That's why everybody is Yasuo Kurosawa.
All right, I'm gonna go. And no, don't squeeze that.
What?
No, don't squeeze.
What?
Oh, please tell me you're still recording.
What? Don't for the squeeze love of that. God. Don't squeeze it. Don't.
What? What? Don't squeeze that.
Please, no, you're gonna get it all over me.
Did you see the last sound part?
No, listen, wait, no, watch, no, listen, stop.
What's going on?
I think he's getting raped.
Oh my god!
What the hell?
I told you not to squeeze that! Oh my god!
What's going on?
Oh my god! I told you not to squeeze that, and I tried to tell you, and now I've got stuff all over me. Why did you do that?
And he likes jugs.
Dude, please tell me. Please tell me you're.
Yeah, I do. I got this.
Yes. God. Yes, front of the show, right there. Why did you squeeze that?
Oh, I knew
you got it all over me.
That's the name of the show.
You're a foul one, Fusion X. You really make me sick. You steal candy from Taru children, and your Hume looks like a chick, Fusion X. Oh my god! Ding!
Yay!
Do we need some trumpets or something?
Hold on, wait. Look outside. Oh, the moon's falling. The moon's falling, oh my god!
Let's have a moment of silence as we all die.
Oh my god.
Sorry, that was my pseudo-static.
I have reached level 75.
Yay!
Oh my god, I thought it would. I thought this day would never come.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Oh god.
I'd like to thank.
This looks like a good game, I need to smoke.
Yeah, really.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah, thanks. So, I'm actually gonna keep leveling here. Okay, so...
It's like, how are you? You gotta switch over.
You just got level 75. What are you gonna do next? I'm gonna keep leveling.
Yeah, because I need a buffer at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, congrats, dude. You missed the big part.
Anniversary bands.
Yay!
Which gives you 100% EXP bonus for up to, what is it, 3,000?
Yes.
Lol, train.
Don't judge the train outside
Whoa.
My house.
Lol, train.
Choo-choo, yo.
Nice.
Choo-choo. Nice. Awesome. Don't Where judge the train, man.
That's Zoo Alpha!